It's a pleasure meeting you. You're so gorgeous.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Yes, it was. Did you enjoy your drink?
I did, actually. So, you know, we leave here, we're going back to your place?
Huh?
Are we going back to your place?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah?
If you want to.
If I want to?
Yeah.
Of course I want to. So that wasn't your intention?
I mean, I'm a gentleman, so, you know, I wasn't going to just try to, you know.
I just want to show you my mama made a hoe. That's all.
Your mama?
My mama made a hoe.
She made a hoe?
She made a hoe.
Okay.
I want to fuck.
Okay. We can definitely.
Arrange that.
Yeah. We can definitely arrange.
Okay.
Yo, what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Fontigolo. Giving a shout out to my people at NappyAfro.com.
Yes, sir. Y'all know what it is. This is EJ the DJ representing the motherfucking podcast. You are now listening to the Frocast. Big Germ, you a fool, man.
Hey, it's your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss King Ross, a.k.a. Iron Knight Tyson, and the AKA that matters the most, Jack Swagless. You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast with the King and the Queen. We out.
I don't know what's wrong with you trapper die ass hoes, but turn on some fucking R&B. Getting a girl car, everything she play, killing, stealing, drug dealing. Let me out this motherfucking car, Griselda, because I thought you was a nurse. All in the Target parking lot, throwing up gang signs and smoking weed. Your mama know you a fucking thug? Fat Gucci, Rod Wave, Yo Gotti. Y'all forgot how to cater to niggas because y'all selling coke. Can you get my gun out my trunk for me? Take me home, you thug ass bitch.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Black Jesus, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you paying $20 to get nominated, or you podcast award show people that's out here charging people to get nominated, and all you motherfuckers that's okay with this shit, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. My Cup Runneth Over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, like the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We're on the most. There's no excuses. Don't forget about voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. Don't forget our Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar and get behind-the-scenes exclusive content. Get shouted out on the show like our latest Patreon, which we didn't have one this week. But that's okay because, you know, it's all right, I guess.
It has to be.
And if option A, B, or C doesn't tickle your fancy, there is option D, and that is to retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us in the story so we can shout you out, like Ruler Myself, like Short T, like Sleazy the Black Farmer, like Corey Dos Equis, like 12 Cal, like Eclectic, like Big Smash, like Dale P, like Glenn and Her, like everybody just show love, man. We appreciate that. So, you know, sharing is caring. Now, all the pandering is out of the way, Queen Germ. How was your week?
My week was all right. I'm missing my kids, but they'll be back by the next show, so that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm about to be
missing
done.
Your kids. Where are they at, Ms. Queen Germ? You don't know where your children are? You just missing them? They're missing?
I said, I'm missing them. I ain't say my kids are missing, so if niggas can't understand, niggas don't want to understand.
Well, why don't you tell the people why they're missing, Queen Germ?
No, they're not missing. I am missing them, nigga. So helping you understand, I don't really like to necessarily, if we got millions
and millions
of listeners, I don't necessarily need to tell people where my children are located. But they hanging out with their grandmama and some cousins and they having a good time.
In a popular Midwestern city.
Okay, but that's still not for nobody else to have to know.
I understand.
So my week is good. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to being reunited with my kids next week by the next podcast. And I'm about done going to Walmart. Walmart used to be my favorite store. And gradually they have continually pissed me off with their poor customer service.
Wow, it only took her 30 years to see this.
No, but Walmart ain't never been this bad. I mean, and maybe it's the one that's over here by where we live at.
100%.
But the shit is ridiculous. Like, this here shopping experience doesn't make any sense. And especially now that they have consistently made the self-checkout.
The way of going.
The card only bullshit.
They say, y'all motherfuckers with that money, take y'all ass to that line.
No,
that's
90
people in.
It's not necessary, because that tells you right there, if you want our motherfucking money, then it shouldn't matter how it is, whether it's coming out the crack of my ass, whether it's coming out the dope boy
y'all
car.
Cash people be stealing too damn much.
No, we don't.
Hey, the machine got me for stealing the other day. We thought I stole something. It had showed me the video of it and everything, me scanning. I was like, so me scanning it is suspicious? I said, that's strange.
But that's what y'all get. You want to be over there so bad. My thing is, everybody need to just stop shopping there or make them employ some goddamn people. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like,
hey, if y'all got sucked in that long time ago. I told y'all motherfuckers when we was like, ooh, they got registers. We can check your song self out. I said, don't use those.
It was something fun to do.
Why not? I said, because if they see that those are working, they're going to make that the only way the people go. And then it's going to put people out of jail. They got one person to watch, eight registers.
I can go to Target.
Well, go ahead and do that.
Target got self-checkout, but Target got way better customer service. Way better customer service.
I don't like Target. I don't trust Target.
Hey, at this point, I think Walmart is of the devil, because if you going to force me to only have one form of payment or go in a ridiculous line, then what is your motive? Because you don't even have all the self-checkouts available. You ain't got but one side. Like, what the fuck are you, what kind of operation are you
short
running
staff
in?
They need workers.
No, you're not. Because I see a whole lot of motherfuckers walking across the floor that ain't doing shit.
Departmental work.
You know, like I said, I don't see nothing in your hand. You walking, you lollygagging. If you not on the clock, take that damn badge and that apron thing off of you. Amen. Now, if you on the clock, you can wear that shit. So then if I ask you, hey, can you help me?
It's not my department, man.
Hey, you need to be well-versed. Y'all need to cross-train. Ain't nobody got time for that. I ain't got time to look for nobody to do nothing. It don't matter to me. Because if you can't provide me with what I need, I'm going to leave this shit in here. Yeah, it's just that simple.
I work in hard lines.
Okay, and I'll go to Target.
I don't know nothing about groceries. Sorry.
That's fine. So that's why I'm just like, fuck it. At this point, if I got to drive another couple of miles down the road, hey, so be it. Because at this point, it's passed by. Really.
Y'all don't understand what's going on here. Queen Germ used to be an advocate for Walmart. And to see this, I am fucking shocked. I never thought.
I can't do it no more.
But
I work too hard to go through.
I never thought she would turn on Walmart. It used to be her favorite store.
I go too much.
She didn't need an excuse to go to Walmart.
No, because I loved it. Now it's just like Walmart ain't shit. It's like it's the ghetto. Like the shit is retarded.
Wow. Why don't you drive to the one over there by?
I ain't driving nowhere because if you want to be my neighborhood store, you might have to go to a neighborhood.
They'll tell you what kind of neighborhood you live in by the kind of Walmart y'all got.
No, it ain't.
If you got a civilized Walmart, you live in a civilized neighborhood. If you got a nigger-ass Walmart, you live in a nigger-ass neighborhood.
It don't even matter to me. I got some nigger-ass money because I'm a nigger and I work for it, and I'm going to spend it where I want to spend it at, and I ain't spending it down that street no more. Damn. So unless I need something, it's an emergency, and I got to go there and come right back to where I'm going at, I can't go down there for my real shopping.
This ain't what Sam Walton wanted, man. He wanted lifelong customers and all this.
You can't have lifelong customers. I've been a customer since I was a kid. I don't understand how the hell you just let your business run down. Your family ain't shit. None of them ain't shit.
They sold the business a long time ago.
It's called quality.
They don't run the business. They just let them use the name.
Whoever, they not going to be getting my business. And I know the people in there. I know a lot of the people that work in there just because I've come in there so much.
Yes.
So at this point, I'm just like, it hurts. But hey, you got to move on sometimes.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong moving on, man.
So how was your week?
Hey, man, my week was awesome. I started vacation at 3:15 on Friday. And I don't have to go back to work till August the 3rd. So the next show will be my first day of work back with the next recording.
Yeah.
So, I'm feeling great. I got the yard cut early. Got that done.
So that mean he ain't gonna do shit else this week?
She's probably 100% correct. I don't have nothing, I'm just playing the week by ear, just relaxing, taking it easy. My kids are gone, so I be here most of the day by myself. So I just been here relaxing, feet kicked up.
When his wife gets back from work, he's sleeping in the garage or whatever.
So you're going to act like we ain't did nothing. Okay, cool. And, I'm going to let Queen Germ play this little
feat. I'm saying, say whatever you got to say, nigga. Correct me if I'm wrong.
We ain't go out. We ain't had a good time.
Say it.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, well, we did.
You know what I'm saying? But you may seem like, oh, it's whack on. Like, don't do that. I mean, I understand, man. That's the narrative that you have to stick with. I get it. That's the storyline. Stick with it. That's what the writers got you writing and saying stuff like that.
No writers unless you're talking about me. I write my own shit. I do my own stunts.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. But enough about my week, man. Let's get into this outline, man.
Somebody got to bring us back to the middle of the room.
Somebody does because, somebody's on line to derail us all the time, and her name is Queen Germ. But
blame it on the woman. That's the nigga way out.
Blame it on me. Singing is not your thing.
So let's get on the outline, sir.
You ever heard of Jeff Bezos?
I haven't. I mean, I guess I heard the name, but I ain't really know who he was.
He's the nigga that owns Amazon.
Okay, but I mean, he ain't changing my life.
You don't order Amazon?
I do, but y'all like, what am I going to just say? Just talk about the story. Because me personally, it's like, okay,
I was about to say, you fuck with him.
I didn't down. I'm not down.
You're just like, he don't change my life. I'm like, nigga,
it's
you
not. I mean, like, it's Amazon is a service that I paid for to get whatever I get. Yeah. Right?
So, well, first off,
I'm helping him out because.
And I was getting to that before you started hating on the man. He wanted to thank
I'm
you.
I'm not hating on the man.
But for being ahead. A customer, for paying for all the customers and workers, for paying for the space program thing when he went to the moon and shit.
Yeah, that was a waste of money.
I mean, when you got billion, when you're the richest man in the world, you're just gonna waste money. I mean, you're just gonna do that. Like, see, that's if you go back and start at six.
I don't need that.
Like what
I
we
mean,
talked about in the thing. Shh. Can't get that away. Got to be a Patreon to hear that. So don't give it away. Just chill.
Well, you shouldn't have brought it up.
I can say that, but you can't go in depth with it. You gotta understand. Some things they gotta get, they just gotta miss out because they're not a Patreon, so they don't know what we talk about. But anyway, Jeff Bezos just gave Van Jones $100 million to do what he wants. How do you feel about that?
I mean, Van Jones, the one who be on the black guy that be on the news, right?
The one that be crying and shit, yeah, him.
I mean, he ain't never did nothing to me, so if he gave him what he want, I mean, I don't know what the deal was, so.
Okay.
It could be.
Jeff Bezos comes to give you $100 million. What are you doing with it?
I'm taking $100 million from anybody. I mean, what are the stipulations?
He said you can do what you want with this one.
Okay, so
this ain't no grant or nothing. They tell you got to fix the community and nothing like that.
I thank you. That's all. We friends. We friends. Because $100 million will change anybody's life. Yeah.
So that's your dog. $100 million. That's my dog now.
I mean, we cool enough. If you just walking around passing niggas $100 million.
Look, we didn't know him and Van Jones was that cool for him just to bless this nigga like that. Girl. That shit was amazing. Is Jeff Bezos in the $100 million blessing game? I mean,
he can hit my bank account. I send him my Robin
number. That's what I'm hoping. Like, damn. I mean, I podcast on Amazon. They might hear it.
Hey,
Jeff Bezos, send us $100 million to do what we want. Yeah. 50. You ain't got to send us 100. Hey. You send us 50.
You can send me one.
You send her one. You can send me 50.
You
can
send me one.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what to do with some money. So
I know what to do with $50 million.
I can make it do what it do.
Man.
But yeah. I mean, that's a nice gesture. So, I mean, but if he throwing money away on y'all fake ass space program, he might as well give a nigga $100 million to do what they want to do with it. Because he just gave them how many dollars to go play around in the air?
And billions. A billion.
See
at
what
least.
I'm saying?
He spent a billion.
See what I'm saying? He could.
He's gonna make it once he gets it get down packed. He's gonna be making a lot of money with this little taxi into space and shit, man.
How many people got that kind of money? It ain't very many people who got that kind of money.
People got them. You know how many stimmies went out? A nigga.
You talking about billions of dollars?
No. To ride is only like, you know what I'm saying, less than a million.
Okay.
Niggas got that money.
Niggas got money to put on the space program for their ass to be homeless tomorrow.
It don't matter. I went to space for 10 minutes, nigga. Space,
that's overrated.
If you say so, that's you've overrated. Never been there. How you gonna say something overrated? You never been there?
Because I ain't never been there, and it's not something on my to-do list.
I mean, so you wouldn't want to go out to space? So if the nigga said, hey, I give you a free ride, you wouldn't go?
No.
Why not?
I done told y'all about the free shit. That's how our ass got over here to begin with. First
of all, only 3% of the black people of the slave trade made it to America. So that lets you know that 3-6% of the slaves were from the African slave trade. Most of them niggas got dropped off in other countries. Us, we were already here. But keep going, man.
However you want to tell this story, at the end of the day, you get what you pay for. So you say it's free, it's going to be at some cost. The same way the $100 million that Van Jones got, it's going to cost him something. What that something is, I don't know. But all I can hope for is that he can afford whatever he done got himself into. Because I promise you, ain't nobody walking around here giving away money. Not no $100 million.
He blessed the fuck out there.
And
man. Walking
away and saying, I just want you to have this.
He said, do what you want. Van did something for that money.
Everybody doing something for some money. If somebody give you $100 million. I mean, and that's fine with me because I'd do something for $100 million. Just to put that out there.
No, you won't. Well,
okay.
Well, you do it. As soon as you get my half, it's over.
I'm not giving you shit.
Oh, see?
I'm not giving you shit if you going to look me in my face and say, I do something, and you going
to I wouldn't tell you
well,
that.
You just did. So now I know that if you ain't in agreement with it, you may lie about it. But still, I'm not going to give you shit. If that's the way you feel like you going to get my money and walk off, if I did the work for it, you
depends
be
on what
with
kind
me.
Of work you did.
Okay, then I won't tell you. I'll just have this money, and it'll be what it is.
Nah,
because niggas ain't real no more.
What you mean niggas ain't real no more?
Just what I said. Like, you ain't real if you sit here and say, oh, give me my half. Oh, you don't like what I did, but you like the fact that I got this money. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. You
fuck
can keep
me.
Him.
No, he fucked you.
Hey, may now have. That,
and that's why I'm got my may half, have. And I'm out the door. I mean, we just, look, we just speeding up everything throughout the court process because... Oh, yeah. I'm getting my half regardless.
Like I said.
Whether you give it up by force or you give it up by choice.
Y'all know how I feel about that.
Yeah, you can feel the way. You can feel that way you want to.
Niggas start disappearing.
And then you're going to prison. See, I keep telling you that. You're not just going to make me disappear. Or you can't make people disappear no more. Like, you can't do that. You go to fucking jail.
Okay.
Like, they look at shit like that. They be like, oh, she was told to pay him half. And then all of a sudden, this man come up missing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to fucking jail.
Yeah, because all because of you, though.
All because of you.
Because you was a greedy motherfucker.
I went greedy motherfucker.
Now you done ruined both our lives.
Use the greedy motherfucker go fucking done, somebody for some goddamn money.
Hey.
You the greedy nigga. Hey. That's the greedy nigga.
No, it's not.
The greedy nigga is not
it's,
the nigga
it's
that's,
the,
that wasn't.
Secure the money.
I can see if I was like, yeah, baby, come on, do that, change your life. Then, yeah, that then I'd be, and leave you, then I'd be a shitty nigga.
Either way.
But if I was against it and you did it
but
just for the money, who's the greedy
the
nigga?
You.
I don't know. The proceeds is for my pain.
Child, please, ain't no pain because I could have fucked a broke nigga. What the fuck you going to get out of that? Not a damn thing.
Hey.
Not a damn thing.
Hey.
So then, what you going to say?
Same thing.
For your
if
pain,
I find
you
out you fucked that broke nigga, then it's still the same reaction. I'm
okay.
out.
Okay,
you
that's
see what
fine.
I'm saying?
But you still don't get no consolation prize, so don't say it like
that. So
I'm
at least get a consolation
money.
Prize with this one.
Okay, well, like I said what I said, and I mean it.
Me too. That's just where we at with it. Speaking of niggas getting their heart broke. This guy, I read a story, crazy. Man reportedly dies from heart attack after son's DNA test comes back negative. A Nigerian man allegedly collapsed and died after he found out the DNA test for his results of his son. His close friend, who was with the victim, shared the story on Facebook. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It was on Facebook. You know that shit fake as fuck. But let's say... His friend stated in the video, as a man, if you don't patronize a prostitute, you will never know if your wife is one. A man who married a woman and they have one child. The man has traveled abroad to work. It is inside Snapchat that he saw one small boy enjoying himself with his wife. He also shares, he called her to question why she would do that because he built her a house and bought a car for her. He threatened to come for everything he bought her and asked her to pack out of the house. So I guess he was kicking her out. This is African talk. So these niggas don't know how to talk.
Don't do that.
The man got angry, came to Nigeria. He rushed to the hospital to do a DNA test because of the love he has for his son. The moment the young man discovered the son isn't his, he died of cardiac arrest.
First of all, he Nigerian. Chances are he got some real kids out there somewhere that he done bust a nut in somebody mama somewhere. That's number one. Number two, how you mad? You and this lady ain't even in the same place. Like, what type of arrangements
on? Okay, so he said he was traveling abroad to seek a better quality of life for his wife and son. And he said then he came across a Snapchat video of his wife in bed with a younger man. So while he's out there trying to find them, you know, that he want to move them out of that hut they was in. You know what I'm saying? He said, look, baby, we're going to move into I heard they got houses and everything. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get out of this motherfucking adobe we in or whatever the fuck. I'm just joking, African people. I know.
See, you're being rude.
I know African people got houses. This nigga's Nigeria way richer than me. Live way better than me. Call me a peasant. Went live the way I live. So it's all jokes, nigga. If you take it funny, this ain't a fucking podcast for you. I'm just going to go ahead and be real. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying. He's trying to move them out of the community they were living. You know what I'm saying? So he's on Snapchat, sees his wife in bed with the other dude. Now he's got to wonder, like, well, damn, who the fuck is this? So he comes back home, finds out that his kid, he have a heart attack.
I mean, he must have really loved the kid, but then my thing is, he ain't really loved the kid, because if you knew she was out there hoeing, you was just going to have to take the L and know that, hey, I'm going to love this kid regardless. I done been in his life. I done been taking care of him.
Man,
and it's going to be what it's going to be. I mean, hey, but your ass still dead. So who's the joke on now? The joke is on your ass, because your ass is dead. She's still your wife. And whatever shit you got, I'm sure your stupid ass willed it to her.
I'm gone.
So now she living on top of your damn grave. So what you going to do?
Ain't nothing I can do. I'm dead.
Okay, then.
Take me out. Thank you.
I mean, she probably was with the young dude.
Get me out of here.
You probably done fucked enough bras and you got enough kids that your shit was weak. And then you ain't seeing me on a regular basis. What the hell I'm supposed to do? I'm supposed to just sit around here and play with myself till you come back to town?
Yes.
Oh,
they
no.
They make toys for that now.
No. I'm good. I'm good.
Y'all hear it right here, man. These girls ain't loyal, man.
No, a long-distance relationship ain't loyal.
That's
the bottom line right there. You in a long...
Y'all hear it.
You in a long-distance relationship. You in a relationship by your damn self.
She wasn't in a long-distance... I'm just out on work. That's not a long-distance relationship.
If you don't come home every night, we in a long-distance relationship.
Damn. That's fucked up.
I can see you say, we on a vacation. I'm on a two-week assignment. I'm on a something. But you talking about something... This is the nature of our relationship. Hell yeah, we in a long-distance relationship.
We could live in the same house and just have crazy work schedules and never see each other. Are we in a long-distance relationship then?
If we ain't fucking, then yeah.
So if you work first shift and I work third shift.
Somewhere in the middle of the day, we need to be doing something.
You know
you got
saying?
To tighten me
like,
up.
I don't see you. I don't see you till cause I'm working at night when you sleeping, and you sleeping, I'm at work.
Hey, it don't take all day to do nothing. So slide it up in there and let's make some magic. But you not finna have me over here having a bad day all because you got work schedule. Like, we got to figure it out. We grown people. Figure out, logistics. Get it together.
So how would you work it out?
If you
work first shift, I work third shift.
I got the same 24 hours you got. All we need is a good, solid 30 minutes where we both can deal with each other. Hey, it can work. If you ever want something to work, you can make it work. If that means I got to get up a little earlier or somebody got to stay up a little later, whatever it got to be, you'll make it work if you want it to work. So when people be hollering about this ain't happening, that ain't happening, them excuses, you don't want to be there. You don't want to do that. So if you want,
but what if you're just tired? Like, everybody tired.
You can't be tired all the time. Like,
I'm just saying,
one or 2 days you could be tired. But hell, it's 7 days. Again, it's 7 days in a week. So if I give you 3 of them, that should be able to pacify you every other day. You know what I'm saying? So you got 3 out of the 7 days. You get to sleep on them 4. Now come on, nigga. If I can't get 3 out you, that's some bad shit right there. You got to go find something else to do.
Damn, nigga. But I got other things to do. What about my rap career?
Nigga.
I'm just saying.
If you got a rap career that ain't got off the ground yet,
I gotta go to the studio and shit.
Okay, well, all I'm telling you is while you in there laying them tracks, somebody finna be beating these walls up. It's just that simple. Cause you not finna neglect me at all on no dream. And you, what I'm supposed to be doing? Sitting here twiddling my thumbs, say you come back or you decide that you wanna do something with me? Nah, I'm good on that. And that studio life already is suspect anyway.
I'm just there for the music, man. I'm about there. But that's what I'm doing there, man.
All I can tell you is y'all better tighten up. If you ain't seeing your people on a regular basis, give me something to think about. And it can't be no bullshit. Like, nah.
Speaking of bullshit, Dr. Dre ordered to pay his ex-wife $300,000 a month in spousal support. The L.A. Superior Court judge ordered Dre to pay, actually, $293,306 per month to Nicole. The decision is only temporary until a final decision is made. So that's not looking good. If they already ordered you this in the prelims, they're going to fuck your ass over when they really hit it. The court documents read, Dre's order to pay spousal support in the sum of $293,306 per month, payable on the first of each month, commencing August the 1st, 2021. Dre will pay a total of $3,519,672 per year until Nicole remarries or enters into a new domestic partnership. The judge also ordered Dre to keep paying for Nicole's health insurance. Dr. Dre got screwed in this deal.
But see, again, I see.
Dr. Dre got screwed in this deal. Like, that's too goddamn much. Like, for her not to have no babies and shit like that. Like, little babies, like, why you need $300,000 a month to live? Like, God damn. Hey,
y'all the one get these hoes.
God damn.
That's what you get. But I'm going to tell you, anybody, like, it ought to be a cap on that. Like, spousal support, for real. Spousal support, you just need to be able to live. Like I said, there's no consolation prize if this doesn't work out.
Exactly.
You don't get no real separate
If you can't, you ain't used to living in a house with a 10-mile lake. Where the fucking fish are delicious. The catfish are delicious. You don't get, once you leave that, you deal with what's out there. So
I could see $300,000 a year. I could give her that because of the money he making. I mean, that's chump change. You talking about this motherfucker finna pay $3.6 million a year. If I'm saying paying $360,000, that ain't shit. That's 10 years of what he gonna pay in that one. So what you,
I mean, I was looking around about $10,000 be the cap.
Well, yeah.
$5,000 to $10,000 be the cap on spousal support.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Like, I mean,
if you making that kind of money,
it don't matter what kind of money I'm making. You're not here no more, so you don't worry about what kind of money I'm fucking making. You worry about the life that you need to live now that you're not with this nigga that was making that kind of money. So it's hard out here in these streets. You ain't got no motherfucking job skills or nothing like that. You better take these $5,000 to $10,000 a month and live off of it. Period. Cause that's the life that you know what I'm saying? Like, you chose not to be with me, so you're not gonna get to live me.
Why did they break up?
Yeah, shit. They had all their reasons, whatever their reasons was, and we know that 80% of divorces are asked for by women. We know that, you know what I'm saying? So, You know, I'm pretty sure. Are they? Yes, 80% of women file divorce. 80%. Well, 80% of the divorces were filed by women. That's
okay, and they could be filed by women because niggas was so trifling, because niggas will stay in a relationship when the shit ain't shit.
Still.
But they'll be out there in the trees wagging their tail and laying up on other folk.
The women still file for divorce regardless.
I mean, that's a paper trail, but you force somebody's hand to do it because your ass too sorry. You done fucked the whole relationship up, but I got to go and file for divorce because you too sorry and trifling to file.
You did it.
In a lot of states, it has to do with the fact that a nigga ain't finna pay. So now the lady got to go and scrape up her coins to go and file this damn piece of paperwork because you won't come up off of them $500.
Still, you file for divorce, though.
I'm just stating the facts.
Me too.
Don't sit here and hold on to one piece of information, because that one piece of information does not show the whole picture. You showing like a narrow view of something because you want to, you know what I'm saying, paint a picture and carry out your agenda. But the fact of the matter is, there's a whole lot of other things that are reasons why this may be the fact, and they should not be ignored simply to make your point.
I'm just saying, but at the end of the day, if that woman was getting her head busted and beat on every day, she went down there and filed for divorce.
Okay, that's so fine. But at the end of the day, this motherfucker finna have to come up off of almost $4 million for a bitch he can't fuck no more.
Oh, man. So, that better be in the contract. I get pussy whenever I want.
Nah, it ain't in the
contract. Every first of the month, when that check hit, I get a goddamn coochie coupon email.
You ain't gonna get a damn thing.
Hey, and
you finna pay for her whole lifestyle. That lady gonna do whatever she wanna do with whoever she wanna do it with, because she gonna say, oh, I'm not in no relationship with them. That's just somebody I'm fucking.
First of the month, boy. Goddamn.
And that's the bullshit. But, hey, that's what y'all get, y'all. Who was this lady? Where was she from? Oh, she was somebody.
Nicole Young. That's all I know now.
Yeah.
Fellas, all my ain't shit niggas. Like us. Ain't shit niggas. Y'all look for her out in these streets. Nicole Young.
Hey, it don't matter. She got it. A whole lot
she
of
got it.
Wife.
She mean, got life. It. So put her on the list with Jeff Bezos' wife, with Bill Gates, with Melinda Gates. All my hot boys, my city boys, mount up. Go get them. Get them off the streets, fellas. Especially one of y'all niggas. That'd be an ultimate come up. Ultimate come up. A matter of fact, somebody already got Jeff Bezos' wife.
Wow.
Forgot about her. She some school teacher. Got her. She was some school teacher.
See, the people want to be with regular people. They can take your money and be with a regular nigga.
Yeah, she did, too. She got about, she got like 36 bitch. She got some billions. She got billions.
Yeah, that sounds like my type of thing.
Yeah. But she did a cool thing. She said, nah, I ain't going to take what I should get, because that'll bankroll the company. You know what I'm saying? She said, I still want the company to keep going. So I'll take this little amount right here. I'll take this $23, $40 billion. You know what I'm saying? When I could have got $100 billion, you know what I'm saying? Some wild shit like that. But she was like, don't want to do that. She was real about it. So salute. You know what I'm saying? Take her free money. You know what I'm saying? And run off with it. You know, she was there from the beginning.
They ought to have a cap on that shit, though, for real, though. Yeah. Because
5 to 10,000. That should do
it. 5 to 10,000 don't do it.
Yes, it is.
It should be.
Why do you?
Calm down.
You can't live off $10,000 a month.
Calm down.
You can't live.
You can, but that ain't enough.
Whoa. Why is it not enough? You just supposed to be making it.
Okay, sir.
So you telling me
I'm not supposed to live in poverty just because we're not together?
You won't live in poverty for $10,000 a month.
If you are a multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire, it ain't nothing for you to give these people this money. Now,
again, why do I have to fund your lifestyle now?
Because you was funding my lifestyle when I was
with
you,
me.
And that means you handicapped me in my career.
No,
can't be back on the market as a 30, 40, 50-year-old person. No. What am I going to do?
Listen.
It's time for me to retire.
Okay, you have skills.
I have retired as being your wife.
Okay.
Now I belong to the streets.
You belong to the streets.
So
you know what?
No.
I was sending you your $10,000 a month, and that's what you would get from me. If you can't live off of that, get a fucking job.
Well, clearly the state
that's what
order,
I would tell you.
This one here to pay $300,000.
See, that judge ain't right.
Almost
tell her to get a fucking job.
A month.
Tell her to get a job. Get a job, Nicole Young.
They ain't gonna get one.
Get a fucking job, Nicole Young. Like, what the fuck are you sitting on your motherfucking ass for?
Like I said, she could get them $360.
Fuck that, man.
$60,000 a year.
Fucked up.
That's okay. But
yeah. 360, like, I don't even agree. That's too damn much.
But I think that's appropriate, though. That's more appropriate.
That's what, $30,000 a month?
Yeah.
What the fuck you need $30,000 a month for?
You don't know what I need.
Bruh,
you don't know what I mean. Don't we have kids in this
the kids is like damn near in college.
Okay, well, they still need stuff. They still need
matter
things.
Matter of fact, I think they all in college. I don't think none of them young.
That's fine.
I would talk to them. I don't need to. What do you need money for?
So when my kids call me, I got to tell them to talk to your daddy.
Hey, mom. Hey, you got some money? Nah, I really ain't got it. Dang, mom, you ain't never got no money. Mom, you should get a job.
Feel that way.
Mom, you should get it. Go get a job. You won't feel a lot of way. Mm-mm. That's what y'all unemployed motherfuckers need to understand. Go get a fucking job.
No. I ain't had to get a job all along when you was
like,
you
was with
me. Look at
me
and I was.
What was you doing before you met me? That's what I was like, yo, what was you doing before you met me? Go back to doing that.
I'm not.
Go do something else, but I'm not going to support your fucking lifestyle.
No, yeah, I did.
That's what. That's how life is with me.
Yeah.
You chose not to be with me because you went filed for divorce. Now you're going to see, like you said, you belong to the streets, right?
Yeah.
That's what you said. Okay. The women in the streets. They walk up and down this motherfucker.
Nah, and see, I'm better than that.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not.
I'm going to be in the club. I'm going to be in the mall.
I'm cutting up in the courtroom.
I'm going to be everywhere.
That day ever motherfucker come, I'm cutting up in the motherfucking courtroom. I'll be like, what? Pay her what? For what? And we not together? Niggas, you crazy? Oh, hell no.
Like, sir, you're going to have to pay this money. We will, you know, garnish your wages. I'll
be like, Faison Love, nigga. I'll be going to another country and shit. I'll be like, nope, fuck that, nigga. I ain't got no money,
it won't
nigga.
Make me no never mind.
I ain't got no money.
Then I can say, hey, you see what type of nigga I'm dealing with?
Nah.
The nigga ran off because he didn't want to do what he was supposed to do.
Yes. I'd be like, bro, this is crazy. This is crazy. I'm like,
crazy.
Yo, y'all know she got a PhD. She go get a job. Why I got to pay for that?
Hey.
I'm like, she got skills. Like,
hey, not my.
Why do I have to pay her for nothing?
If I deserve it, I'm on it. I want mine. Mm. I want all of it. I don't care what the fuck I'm making.
I'd be like, that's some bullshit.
And I want it.
Mm. That's terrible, man. So, yeah. Poor Dr. Dre.
Y'all better be careful who y'all out here in these streets marrying. Get a damn prenup. That's what the fuck wrong with y'all. Y'all in love when you're getting together. You already know the shit ain't going to always last.
Got a question for you, King Germ. I mean, excuse me, Queen Germ.
I guess.
Heard of Kevin Samuels? You ain't never heard of Kevin Samuels, the dude that be on with the suits on that the women be talking to, that be giving them advice. You ain't never seen. He be like on YouTube videos and stuff. You see him like, you know, he told. That's the one I was watching the time. Told a girl she looked like she was the size of a linebacker. And, I mean, running back.
Disrespectful. That nigga stupid.
Oh, so okay, so you do know who he was.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not good with names, so.
Okay, when I told you situation, I got you. So, do you feel like he should be banned? Like, these women started a petition.
I don't care about people being banned. That's not necessary. Like, somebody who you don't agree with somebody, you know, view on something, nobody gives a damn. Like, we all got opinions. If you want to hear it. If you don't, change the channel. I don't feel like somebody got to be banned just because y'all don't like what they say. I think the motherfucker is quite stupid and sexist and all a whole lot of other things. Because you could say that you making it jokes or whatever, but some shit, you can't go that hard and think that that's not your true opinion about those individuals. Telling the lady, oh, you deserve to be by yourself. Nigga, you ain't shit. Is your dick big? Do you got a whole bunch of money? Do you have some good talk game? You probably just is a cornball and this is your little spot to shine. So if somebody ain't into you, like, who the fuck is you? Like, you ain't nobody.
Kev is doing the Lord's work.
He ain't doing the Lord's work, tearing down the Lord's people.
Now, what we doing is holding women accountable and showing them accountability.
See what I'm saying? Y'all hate women. That's the worst type of niggas in the world. The ones that are laid next to you and know that their whole goal in life is to tear you down. That's what's wrong with our black men.
No, that's not.
Yes,
no, it is. No,
y'all niggas are sick.
No, we're not sick.
Okay. Go ahead. What is Kev doing? Since you he ain't even Kevin whatever. His name Kev. Okay. So what the fuck is Kev doing?
I don't watch him, first of all.
Well, you know enough about him. Go ahead.
I watch, you know, clips and snippets and stuff. His show is not geared for people like me. You know what I'm saying? His show is geared for women and
it ain't geared for women if you're tearing them down.
For some reason the women are his big because he's been doing this shit for years. He just used to talk to dudes and nobody cared. But as soon as he started talking to women, that's when he blew up. And that's when, you know, he got popular. Like, because he started talking about women to, like, you know, during the pandemic. That's when he used to have women on the show and giving women advice, because women call into his show and ask him questions. It's not that he picks out a woman and goes in. No, the women comes on, ask him these questions, and have these chats with him. He's basically doing, like, you know, therapy to a certain sect of people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And something's wrong with them if they seek a man to tell you your worth and the fact that you have no value.
Like, he told a woman that one time, he's like, is your father in your life? She was like, yeah. He said, so why are you talking to me? He's like, why wouldn't you go talk to your father? He said, why are you asking me your worth? He's like, go talk to your father. He was giving her, like, you know, so.
That's still, you still got to know how to deal with people. He don't have no couth. And when you can sit there and
sometimes
tell
you don't
somebody,
need couth.
You do. When you sit there and tell somebody that basically you going to be alone because you look like this and you look like that, that shit is counterproductive, because for one, yeah, you might have made some people laugh. The shit made you feel good for the moment. But at the end of the day, you got to think about how this lady probably has felt about her body her entire life. That body didn't just become the day. She was a little kid, oddly shaped. She was a teenager, same body. Oddly shaped. Now she a grown person and it's out of control and it look a mess.
Okay, so if you in that situation, then
your shit gonna look like that.
But okay, so then if you in that situation with a bad body, about a bad built body, then you have to tailor your motherfucking. You can't expect.
I done seen
what I'm saying? Like a nigga with a fat nigga cannot expect to get.
And he could. Why?
He
don't get them every day. Why? Because if a fat nigga go out here and get a good job, he can fuck any bitch he want. Any one of them. Because you get to pay the cost to be the boss. And that's how it is. And that's why niggas got women brainwashed to think that that's all you got to do. Oh, get a nigga who got some money. They'll fuck a fat nigga.
But look, that's what y'all did when y'all started measuring niggas by who got, by how much money he got.
Niggas did it.
That was
when
the worst.
No, niggas. Come on, man. From day one, the thing was stacked for men to win. And that's how it been from the beginning of time. Niggas was holding the bag. Therefore, women relied on men. And so they had no choice but to connect my financial stability with a man. And therefore, now that women can go to work, some of them choose to go to work, some of them don't choose to go to work. They look at a man still as somebody who's supposed to provide. So if a dude can provide and a man can make my life easier, then what you think he's going to be somebody higher on the charts for me to think is appealing, somebody who can make my life better. So what's the problem with that? Y'all the one made the game this way.
Again, like I was saying, y'all determine a man by how much money he makes. A nigga might make $30,000 a year, but he might be good with all other kind of stuff. A nigga might make $100,000 a year, and he can't do shit.
And he might not, but that's the thing. A lot of cornball niggas gonna be the niggas who make a lot of money.
Okay.
Why? So, because they ain't got no personality. Because they ain't got no swag. Because they don't know nothing else. All they can do is pay some bills. Hey, might not have no good sex either, but hell, he gonna still get a woman. Why? Because he can pay some bills.
Yeah, so again, and that's not how it was supposed to be.
You the money. One told us the other day that broke niggas don't deserve no pussy, so you the one set the bar for that.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, that means you playing into the whole narrative that you say broke niggas ought to be able to have the same. I mean, it's all about who you trying to attract and, hey, where you trying to get them from, to be honest. Because
do not fuck a broke nigga. Do not fuck a broke woman. Serious. Yeah. A broke nigga is a man or a woman. Yes. They don't deserve.
I mean, it don't matter to me.
Yeah.
Because that's just what it is. Like, if that's your goal. But the thing is, you have to think about past this moment. Like, if we 20 and we broke, that's age appropriate. But if you 40, 50 and you broke, hell, I can't meet a nigga at 40, 50 and think I'm going to let you be in my life for real. Like, that shit is not going to work.
So let me ask you a quick question. So how do you feel about these women that look for men to take care of them? Like,
I mean, that's never been my thing because I wasn't raised like that. My mama wasn't no stay-at-home wife, so my mama worked, my daddy worked. My daddy made sure he took care of the family, and my mama's job was to take her check and spend it on the five kids. So, like, you know, any incidentals that we had. So my thing is, it shouldn't be a burden on a woman that you got to do a whole lot as far as taking care of business, but as far as saying that I ever looked at a man to be my savior, I ain't need no savior. So I'm a hard-working person, so I'm gonna go out here, I'm gonna grind, I'm gonna do what I gotta do. But I just feel like women, who everybody gotta have something to bring to the table, unless something is wrong with you and you can't work, There's no reason why any adult of the average working class age should be sitting on their ass doing nothing. Like, I don't give a damn if you a hustler, you out here selling dinners, slinging pussy, whatever the hell you got to do.
Jesus.
I'm just saying, come on now. You do what you got to do to make that money, but you should be bringing something to the table that is yours. Because what I have seen in so many different cases in my family, in the world, is the simple fact that the person who made the money gonna really be the one to call the shots in a whole lot of situations. And I did not want to be the person who had to be under somebody else's thumb. That was always my thing. Like, I'm not finna be with no nigga and a nigga had to tell me what to do. So if nothing else, a nigga gonna treat you different when he know that you got something. Like, if you don't have anything and I got to come to you for a dollar, like, come on, man. Like, every day I got to beg you for something. That's just not me. I'm not finna do that. So if you want to give me something, give it to me. If you don't. But I ain't gonna hurt just because you ain't gonna give it to me.
So the original topic was, so you don't believe he should be banned?
I said, no, I don't believe he should be banned because I feel like everybody ought to have an opinion. Then the last thing you asked me was...
Yeah, it morphed into that.
Yeah,
okay. So I just wanted to make sure, man. So, nah, we don't think, Mr. Samuels need to be banned. Everybody has a place. I think all the YouTubers... I had a funny dive into this YouTube world they got going on. And I see the thing is, you make a video, then I make a video reacting to your video. Then you make a video reacting to me reacting to your video. Then I make a video reacting to your reaction of my reaction to your video. Then you make another video of the reaction to my reaction to your reaction of my reaction to your video.
And you give me a headache.
And it just keeps going on forever and ever and ever. And people keep throwing these niggas money and money and money and money.
Because it's hilarious.
And I just don't understand it, so, you know.
And they say they making good money off of this stuff.
Yes, niggas making good money. Super chats, so, you know. Hey, so shout out to all them.
The hustle is real.
Well, Queen Germ, this is the main thing that people came to this week. You know the Olympics is going on in Japan right now,
I'm
right?
Excited, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot going on. And so, you know, Nappy Afro one had their own Olympics. So we said we're going to have the Broke Olympics. What are the Broke Olympics? The Broke Olympics, you know how black people, we sit around and talk about our childhood and we really just be talking about how poor we was and we try to outpour each other and niggas be just so proud, like, you know, nigga, what? Nigga, I was so poor, nigga, when I went, I ain't even had no bed, nigga, I slept on the floor, nigga. You know, nigga be like, what? Nigga, oh, you had a house to sleep in? Nigga, I slept outside, nigga. Oh, then you used to get to sleep? Nigga, shit, nigga, I used to have to work, nigga. I ain't get to sleep, nigga. Okay. What? Okay. Job, nigga? Okay. Nigga, I was unemployed. Like, you know, niggas are trying to out, just do everybody. Yeah. So, Queen Germ, I got to know, did you grow up in the struggle?
This ain't my thing.
What you mean this ain't your thing, Queen Germ?
This ain't my thing.
So, Queen Germ, you telling me you ain't never ate sleep for dinner?
Never
went to bed, like, man.
If I went to bed hungry, it was because I ain't want my mama to cook. But it wasn't, it wasn't shit to eat. It wasn't that. Like, my mama wasn't going to do no extra shit now.
So you ain't never...
She ain't making no whole bunch of stuff.
You ain't never came home and the power was cut off?
Mm-mm. My mama still got the same phone number we had since I've been in the house.
So you mean tell me you ain't never came home and the water cut off?
Never.
Damn. So
I was the poorest when I was in college. I mean, I still like feel like something.
Quit just a double my poor moments in college.
Yeah. When I got introduced to Hamburger Helper. That was some shit right there. I ain't never eat no ramen noodles, but I eat the fuck out of some damn Hamburger Helper.
Hey, it got me through
a whole lot of times.
Wow. So Quijern said, nah, you can't really...
I can't participate. I got to sit this one out.
I mean, you done. You said college was be your broke time. Give us a broke college story. Come on now. Give us something now. You can't tell me.
Some of the stuff I did, it was illegal. So
I mean, you know, don't tell on yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know, allegedly. Allegedly. You know what I'm saying?
Allegedly. Any place I ever worked at that had some shit I could use, I had it. I got it. I'm going to just say it like that. So if it was gas, it was food. Hey, I had that shit.
So if I need it, I got it.
Yep.
Wow.
If y'all got it, I got it. It was just that simple.
Wow.
Them little crystal patties, they pretty good outside of the building. So, well,
since Queen Germ ain't got no stories, we're going to listen to the listener stories, and then I'm going to come back and tell some broke stories. So let's see what we have some people calling in. Let's see what they said. And then after that, we'll come back and I'll tell my story. Broke Olympics. Nappy Afro, Brocast, only place doing this. We'll be right back.
Okay, so the brokest thing that I ever did, I was a freshman in college, and the movie Players Club had just came out on, I think it was like DVD or VHS, I don't know, whatever. And I was like, bitch, I could make money stripping. Like, I could do this. Like, this could be like my side hustle. Nobody got to know. So I had went to the strip club, and I was like, so how does it work? Like, do y'all take auditions or whatever? And they was like, yeah, come back at on Tuesday at like 4 o'clock. So Tuesday, 4 o'clock, went down there, and I stripped, and I made $36. That's it. That's the story of why I'm not a stripper today, because I made $36. Goodbye.
Say, man. The brokest thing that I ever did, man. Oh, man, I done done some broke nigga shit, man. But let me just go down my broke nigga Rolodex for a second and see what's the brokest thing I ever did. The brokest shit I ever did, I went to Walmart and ordered a, I went to Kroger's and ordered a sandwich, a sub sandwich, and got all the works with that shit. You know, they weigh it and they put it on the thing and they give you the stickers and all that shit with the price on it. Now, I ain't even have no wallet. Like, I ain't have a wallet or nothing. So, you know, I ain't have no fucking money. I just said, I want a free sandwich. So I go in the store and get them to do that shit. I went to the self-checkout with a wallet that I got off one of them little shelves in the front. Scanned some shit, took the wallet, put it in there, because I ain't have a wallet. I needed a wallet. I figured, I said, shit, man, I have some money soon. But I need a wallet. Took one of the bags that I put the wallet and all that shit in. I just straight stole that shit. Went back and got my sandwich and put that shit in the bag like I had bought all that shit and walked out the store. It was so crazy because I walked out the store and I felt like shit. I was like, man. This got to be the brokest I ever been, like, ever. I went into a store with no wallet and came out with a motherfucking black wallet, a sandwich, and a drink. And I probably ain't had no money probably the rest of that week. That's the brokest. That's the broke gold medal, man. I don't think nobody can top that shit.
What up, Nap? Nappy Afro Nation, this is your boy, the diabolical, disrespectful MJ, like Kyrie Irving, I stay diabolical. So, for the Broke Olympics, the brokest thing I've ever done was riding around town all day in my car, then realizing that my car is on E, and all I had in my pocket was $2.36. I remember exactly $2.36 is what I had. Stopped by the second save gas station and put my $2.36 in the car so I can get to the crib. That's all I had at the time. Didn't get paid for another 4 days. This is back when I was like in high school or something like that. So didn't really have to have money, but that was the brokest thing I've ever done. Right around town, then go to the gas station, go to the pump. I mean, go inside the gas station and tell them, hey, let me get $2.36 on pump three. Shit was horrible. I looked at them. They looked at me. They put the money in there. I put gas in my car, and I drove off, went straight to the house. Later, y'all.
All right, so this is my submission for the Broken Lender. It's coming from your boy, the Dump. Man, back in the day as a young college student, man, when he was struggling to make that money, you know, he was caught between checks And what I used to do, man, I used to go buy printers from Walmart, let the ink run out, and then I would sell them junk because the printer was cheaper than the ink cartridge. I would just tell people all I had to do was go buy them some ink and go buy them a printer cable. Or make some money and never ran out of ink. That's what I did.
Hey, this is Simone.
This is Christy from the Ladies Lair.
Yes, and our brokest moments are, you can go ahead, Christy.
My brokest moments were a whole bunch of my girlfriends and I used to go out for drinks after work, and after a while it got expensive because we want to go to more than one spot. So I started to buy tequila at the liquor store, pour it in a water bottle, and I'll pour drinks at the table after I ordered water or a lemonade.
That's actually genius.
No, totally.
Right. My brokest thing I can only think of is at a time my mom was cooking us Franks and beans for like a week straight. I don't know what the struggle was, but
ew.
I guess, yeah, I actually love Franks and beans for some reason because it was really delicious to me at the time. Anywho, so yeah, that's our brokest moment.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Hey, bye.
What up, Queen Germ? What up, King Germ? This your boy 12 Kyle from the 12 Kyle podcast. I got a story of Hood Olympics, if you will. This is before, like when I was a kid, before we had any little bit of money. We stayed in this area that we called the projects. It really wasn't the projects, but anyway, long story short, the projects kind of sat, like at least our building kind of sat on somewhat of a hill. And so it was when it rained, the rain would go down the street. So it would be like kind of like a decline, if you will. So for fun, me and one of my homeboys, what we would do is we would take popsicle sticks, like right after it rained, we'd go outside. And there was a little drainage, I guess, alongside the street. And we would break the popsicles in half and put like our initials on the popsicles. And we would race the popsicles. We put them in the water as the water is draining away from the street. And we would race to see which popsicle could get to the end of the street before it went into the drainage or whatever. Yeah, that looking back on it now, it did make a lot of sense. But, you know, when you ain't had a lot of money, you know, you did what you could for fun, man. And stuff like that was fun for us. So, yeah, that's my story.
Man, this your boy Uncle Dolomite from the Too Much Game podcast. I think we was all raised poor, so I ain't gonna take no credit for no shit I did as a kid. But as an adult, the brokest shit I ever did was when I got my first apartment, all the furniture in my apartment was plastic lawn furniture that I took from the front of a Home Depot. I mean, plastic tables. I had to get rid of the umbrella that came with the table because I had the plastic table with the umbrella on it. I had all plastic backyard furniture in my living room and dining room in my first apartment. A nigga came out brokey broke.
Yo, man. The brokest thing I ever done, man, was actually use my neighbor's electricity to keep the refrigerator and lights on in the bathroom until I got paid that Friday. Pay my lights back home. It's probably the brokest thing I ever done.
So, this is Corbino. The brokest thing I've ever done is I only ate canned corn for a week when I was in the Army because I spent all my money in Panama City. Alrighty, well, that's it.
All right, man, now that y'all heard them, those were pretty entertaining, man. Thank y'all for all calling in, man.
Appreciate it.
I put an APB out over the social media last couple of days. Got a couple of people to call in. Appreciate all those that called in, man. But, Queen Jerm, I guess we was at the opposite end of the spectrum because I have some broke stories. Like, I mean, I'm talking about, yes, the brokest thing I ever done, though. I mean, I would say when I was in... I don't know what grade I was in, but I made some hamburger helper. But I ain't had no hamburger. I just made helper. Yeah, so it was just like the noodles and the little sauce mix, and I mean, it was all right. It was decent. Right. Yeah, it was decent. You know what I'm saying? It was just missing a major component. You
not
know
really.
I mean, yeah, really. Like, it's,
you, that shit I was, say you eat enough of anything, your ass get full. So
I mean, then, like I said, of course, the, you know, my roommate had the 50-pound bag of pancake mix, and nigga ate pancakes every day till that 50-pound bag was gone. Then the syrup ran out, so nigga was just eating, like, pancakes with no syrup.
At least y'all might have had a little butter to put on it.
Nah, we ran out of butter.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, and then we ran out of goddamn shortening and shit.
I mean, did you have
cooking
water
oil and all that, man? Yeah, we had water. The sink still worked and everything, okay. But okay. That but when you try to cook a damn pancake in a pan with no motherfucking
no oil, no grease.
Oh man, that shit tough. That shit tough.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, that's why my jobs were so beneficial. Like mm-hmm. You know, I had one job. It was a catering gig, so of course, after we catered, we used to get to eat, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like, I really wasn't hungry, but then I was a waitress, but it was at Huddle House, I cleaned apartments in the summertime, fucked around and had an old crackhead as the lady who was owning the business, so you had to race to her bank. When she would pay us on Fridays to make sure the damn check ain't bounced because you deposited in your account
you
by
fuck.
Monday. That money wasn't in her account yeah. No more. So now your account fucked up.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I worked a job. I always, you know, thank God I always got had enough to get by to the next pay period. But you know, you learn how to survive. I mean, cause I've done things that, like, my thing is this: not that you broke, but you spend somebody else's money when you use a credit card. That shit ain't yours. Like, you gotta pay it back.
Yeah.
But when you swipe that card, that ain't you. Now you swipe a debit card, that's your money.
Sometimes.
You would like to hope. But if you swiping a credit card, it's just what it says. It's a credit card.
Hey, shit.
So,
it depends on the day.
It's like, hey.
Some debits that went through that I was like, hey, why y'all let this shit go through
was,
now?
That was a courtesy pay.
Y'all
sir.
Come on. Now,
we
I always do the, you know, when it's getting close to my, I have this one account, you know, I run it down and I will get a free gas tank off of that.
Hey.
All I got to have is a dollar in that
that's
account.
That's all you got to have.
And they'll fill up. I do that monthly. So that's the broker's thing. I do that monthly.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if I ever got a lot of money, I would still live as poor as I live now because I enjoy, like, simple things. Like, I enjoy, you know what I'm saying, pork and beans and franks. I eat them shits.
Yeah,
you know
I don't
what I'm
have
saying?
A problem with that.
You soup them up. You know, I mean, I, you know, you of
you
course
you're
going to jazz
egg,
them
you,
up.
You
throw some onion,
yeah.
Maybe some sausage in the motherfucker. You know
you
what I'm saying?
Got your little ground beef and some
yeah,
and
just
shit,
jazz
yeah.
them up. I eat them motherfuckers. But, I mean, yeah. I don't have no problem, you know, throwing on some rice, some baked
yeah,
beans. You know, at least got to be baked beans now. I ain't going to eat no goddamn regular ass pork and beans. Now. I ain't going to do that shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to fucking do me like that.
I mean, but the pork and beans ain't even pork and beans no more.
I don't know
they got that tiny ass sliver of pork. Supposed
yeah.
to be in there and that shit they don't even that look like some
it?
Dog treat
that's some fucking
that shit
fat
does not look
that's
like,
all that shit is
it don't look
like. I don't know what that shit is in pork and beans but mm-mm. Like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches how you feel about
I
that
I would love them I eat them all I can't eat them
hey
no
listen
problem.
I'm talking about peanut butter like that is they say that's some struggle shit fuck that
oh it's good
good as a motherfucker
give me some Sunbeam bakery bread child please
and then what about
Captain
the sausage Donner? Sandwich
I'm down for that too.
God damn it, that's the motherfucker. Like, you get
that's
you
a
sausage. Yes, that's number
put
one.
Put you in a piece of aluminum foil and you're going somewhere or whatever.
I mean, just the you ain't got to have no foil. You got the bread
saying,
and the
like,
Roger Wood.
If you got to travel with it. It's something that go good on the bus trips.
Anything.
And all kind of places. But that's what people want to say it's broke or you could look at it like
I
it's
never
broke,
eat that no more. I mean, I understand.
I mean, it's some shit you just won't.
Like, I ain't eat chicken legs no more. You not get me eat no chicken leg. Fuck
I mean, that. I'm thinking about what would I say we ate a lot of. I mean, it was one year. I don't know where the fuck the okra was coming from. But it was like we was eating okra every Sunday.
Mm.
And, you know, meals didn't last long because it's seven of us in our household.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, you know, we could get a part of it this Sunday. But it's just like every single Sunday. Like, mama, for real, are we really finna eat this again? Like,
that's why
it's a whole nother crop. Somebody else brought us some okra. So it was just like, you
that's
know.
Why, that's why I don't eat chicken legs no more. Eat them shits. I like every motherfucking day, chicken.
But that's
chicken,
the only thing
chicken,
that probably saved me because my mama never
chicken,
fried
chicken,
nothing.
Chicken.
So
chicken.
Now I eat a whole lot of fried shit that I probably don't need to eat. Yeah. But
fuck
it's like
that.
My mama never fried no meat in her house. Everything was baked.
Mm. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Everything was baked. So, you know. But I just feel like, you know, it's a part of growing up.
But why do black
out.
People? Yeah, but why do black people like? Why do we love being poor? Like, what is that? Getting it out the mud? Like, just because I had to struggle harder than you? Like, why does that? Why do you get more points to me?
because it's a respect thing. It's like we all struggle. We've been at the bottom of the totem pole since we've been here. Very few people get out. So that's why you proud of what you do have. So if it's the struggle, hey, we shouldn't be proud of it. We should want to do better. But hey, if this is what we have perfected, hey.
But somebody would look down on your perspective because they're like, oh, you ain't go through the struggle. Like what you just said, like they'll look down on you.
They may feel like I was privileged, but yeah. I wasn't. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You play the cards you was dealt.
I got you.
So my thing is I've been around all kinds of people, and my people taught us to never look down on anybody because shit could change. Mm. And for a certain period of my life, shit did change. Mm. And that's a part that we overlook and we don't really discuss. But at the same time, if we had not been raised the way we were raised, we wouldn't be here right now. Mm. We would have all done something that would have probably destroyed our lives because we wouldn't have been able to survive that year and a half he was gone. Mm. Just simply because of the we wouldn't have been built for that. Mm. But like, you know, it was what it was. Like, you know, you got faith, you got family. If nothing else, we gonna stick together. We gonna ride this one out. So that was our tough time. So if anything, that could have been one of the poorest times. But again, family stuck together. Those people who was really on the team, they looked out. And before you know it, things was a whole lot better. And okay. It's just like you never missed a beat. But a lot of times people feel like, you know, you can't. I mean, even when they say you got education or you got both parents, why is that something to look down upon? It's some poor people that's together, and they gonna stick it out, and they gonna ride through it, and take care of their kids, and do what's, you know what I'm saying, the best thing that they think for their family. And I just feel like as a people, we should applaud that because of the fact that it needs to be more of a sticking together as a community. It shouldn't be, oh, you think you better than somebody else, because there's some people who think they better because they daddy a dope boy, and you know what I'm saying, you got all the shit that other nigga kids got all don't that have.
Nigga, I got a PS5 and an Xbox Series all S that. Or whatever the fuck the new shit is. We
all
got
the shoes,
big screens,
all the jewelry,
ring cameras,
all the,
nigga. Got all that shit, nigga. He looked down on you, nigga. So what, nigga? I don't make good grades at school.
Yeah, I'm dumber than a box of rocks.
Nigga,
you
wear them same shoes every day, but I don't even know you the valedictorian.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
But that's
nigga?
Why we gotta put our focus on other stuff.
Nah, fuck that. Little dope boy, nigga. That's who I wanna be.
Yeah, but that's who you think you want to be. But then when you realize that's a complicated situation too. Yep. So
they just see the fruit. They don't understand what it takes, all the work it is to get that plant to weigh it up there to get the fruit off the tree. Mm-mm. They just want to goddamn, ooh, I love these oranges that come off the tree, but they don't understand, nigga. It's some hard work. It's a long time for them oranges start coming off that goddamn tree, nigga. One. You got to plant the damn tree first.
Yeah,
it might be 5 years for some oranges come off this busy. Are you still gonna be around, my nigga?
Hey, you never know.
Mm, interesting, but yeah, but still though, black people, man, we gotta love being poor, man. So I hope y'all enjoyed these poor Olympics, man. The people that called in, I thank y'all.
I appreciate you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, Queen Jeremy had enough poor stories. Like, you know.
Like I said, I went to college. I didn't have money.
Have you ever ate cereal with water?
No, that shit is ridiculous. I eat dry cereal before I ever put water on some cereal.
Why not? I mean,
nigga, that's backwards. Like, no, that's not what I'm gonna do. I'm sorry. It was three of us in college at the same time. So my parents didn't have no money, so we did work and we did what we had to do. So I'm like, I was hella broke in college. Like, I mean, I might have missed a meal or two in college, but as far as saying like as a kid, no. But okay. I had my struggle time. I had enough struggle. But like I said, that's another reason why I got jobs that had some shit I could benefit from having.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Did you ever get like a cheap pair of shoes? So she was a girl, so it really didn't matter.
Well, I had I guess that could have been a broke story. But I had some shoes. I don't think it was cheap. It's just that I liked them and I wore them too much. But they ended up getting a hole in them, and I had to put a note card inside the shoe. So, you know.
The bottom?
So I could, like, if I set it in the shoe where my foot was, now I no longer had a hole. So I got to wear it a little bit longer.
What kind of shoes were these?
I mean, they were like some loafers, but they were so cute. they were really cute. But I had to put a couple of flashcards in them so that they could hold up a little longer.
God.
That was probably like the only thing that I
could say
really I did.
That wasn't really poor, because that was like, you know, like you say, by choice.
Not really choice, because I could not buy the shoes no more.
But you had another pair of shoes that you could have wore that day.
But I really like those shoes.
See, that's boo. Hey, listen, man.
I mean, I'm not gonna say that. Those were only pairs. Those were only pair of shoes I had.
Yes,
I had to walk
that's
so
a broke. Exactly. That's what we want to hear.
No, I had to walk when I told him my car going to see my boyfriend who was in prison, and I flipped in a ditch and woke up, and I no longer had a vehicle, so I had to walk to class, you know, when I was in undergrad, but that was like for 6 months, and then I bounced back. Hey.
This been...
I mean, you can't be mad. I don't have to hustle. I don't have to... I got a work ethic as a person who...
Man, that's
great.
That's great.
People who
that's great.
Had less than me. So I feel good. Like I should be a lazy motherfucker compared to what you saying.
I ain't say that. It's just, you know.
So what the struggle did for you?
I don't know. Struggle just made me tough, man. Oh, struggle okay. Just, you know, stuff I saw, experience, everything, you know what I mean? It made you just ready for the world, like, you know, used to know. I just feel like what else can go wrong? Can go wrong. You know, you done seen some
but
bad.
But then the thing is, you bring that negative energy.
But you got to be prepared for that.
That's not okay. Like, when you bring something, that's what you get. Like, yeah, you can't be negative and expect good things to happen. Like, you bring that dark cloud, then the dark cloud is over you. So it's like, you want negativity? I can show you how far we can go. It's gonna get grim. So it's like, yeah, you go through stuff, but you got to... Let most of that go.
I understand that. I hear that. But as you got to say, coming from the bottom, the mud or the struggle, you are used to getting shitted on. So you like, hey, I'm probably going to get shitted on. I'm going to fill this application out. I'm probably not going to get the job, or these people not going to call me back, or, you know, whatever. You have that attitude because, you know, you're just used to that. And so when something good happened, like, well, that's just me personally. I always look, I expect the worst. I expect a no. So if I get a good yes, then I'll feel good about it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's my thing. But, you know.
Yeah, well, people let me down all the time. And
of course.
I always think the best of people until you prove me wrong. Or even situations, I go in and thinking I'm going to win. And so when I lose, it hurt hard. But when I win, I already was like, okay, I got one.
So you never had to sleep on a futon mattress, your bed. You never have a box spring on the ground or nothing like that. No bed at all. Like, you just had to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like five people in one room. Y'all was just.
The max was two. I mean, and I never had my mama still kept buying me mattresses.
You never had to move into your grandma's house. You know, everybody had to move into grandma's house. God damn.
My parents still live in the same house that we lived in since I was born.
Queen Jer, she Miss Hawkins. She Miss Hawkins from New Jack City.
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
Miss Hawkins.
I apologize that I can't play this game with y'all. But
wow, man. Queen Jern, man. Listen, that wasn't me. Listen, man. Well, look, thanks to the people that called, man.
I'm
sorry. Hey, listen, I thought.
You tried to help.
Hey,
me.
I tried to have a good, great, you know, I thought this was going to be something, but I didn't even know, man. I didn't even know.
Okay.
I didn't even know, bro.
I'm saying, like, what do you want me to say? Like,
I just thought, you know, all black people have stories.
I'm saying, I ate the same government cheese that people turn ate. Just
don't say nothing about welfare fraud on online now.
My mama them didn't get it. They didn't qualify for it.
Oh,
but
okay.
We got it because, you know.
Oh, you wanted to taste it. You wanted to say, what's this government cheese I hear all the kids talking about?
The community had enough.
Hey,
could
you
share,
get some?
So they shared. We had five kids in that house.
Ooh,
so
they got government cheese. Ask them, can we get some?
The people was giving it away.
She just said cheese on that motherfucker.
All that shit. We had all them items in there. All
right, okay, I hear you. So you experienced it. You got Kool-Aid didn't stay in your house, though.
We didn't have much Kool-Aid. My mama didn't really do too much of that. But every now and then, we would get Kool-Aid when we go to my grandma's house. She used to keep Kool-Aid all the time. But my mama used
like
to
crack
like
over
juice.
There. Used to get that. You get that. You go there, get a Kool-Aid. You turn you out.
And
you used to be
Vicky,
like, oh.
And Vicky Kool-Aid is so damn sweet. Till it was almost syrup. So.
Yeah. I know, but, I see y'all. I understand. I get it now.
You get it?
Yeah, I see what's going on. So whatever. You have a candy lady house in your neighborhood?
We did.
Oh, you did? A real deal candy lady?
Not right there at the corner.
Not no bougie candy lady.
And she
now.
Sold candy and liquor.
Oh, okay. Oh, she, that was a dope house.
Yeah.
That was.
But we used to get candy out of there all the time.
Candy in the daytime, liquor in the nighttime, huh?
Candy and liquor all day.
Yeah.
You can get whatever you would like.
And the youngins running to the house knocking. Yeah, that was the key the police off of. Youngins running to the house all day. Oh, that's the candy house. Oh, yeah, okay. Candy I thought house. That was a liquor house. No, that's the candy lady house.
Lucy's, whatever.
Yes, sir.
All that out of there.
Man. Oh, the brokest thing I ever did, I bought a single cigarette from like a little kid one day when we lived in Glen Oaks. Not Glen Oaks. It was the one in Athens. The kid, I knocked on the door because they were selling cigarettes. Knocked on the door. A little kid came to the door and I was just like, I'm looking like, where's the person that's selling the cigarettes? And she was like, I'm the person, nigga.
And so that ain't your fault.
So I just handed her a dollar. She closed the door. She came back, handed me my two Lucy's. And I walked off and I was like, damn, bro, I just bought a cigarette from a kid.
That's sad.
I was just like, yo, bro, this is ridiculous, bro. Like,
that's how you know that the shit is ghetto.
Hey, man. I mean, it's a lot of things, man. I mean, we're proud of it. We used to steal cable. Like, that's number one thing we're going to do. We're going to steal somebody's cable. Never stole nobody's electricity. I know they didn't went turn the electricity off. Nigga, go back there and turn that shit back on.
Yeah, people know how to cut the water back on and everything.
Then they'll take that fucking dome off that shit. Then you can't do shit. They're like, oh, nigga, you want to be slick, nigga? We're trying to be nice. They'll cut your water off. You'll come cut that bitch back on to cut it off before they come back in there. You know, old days.
Like your meter. I mean, but that's the thing. Technology.
Yeah, technology fucked everything up, bro. Used to get free shit. You order Domino's pizza. Oh, we didn't order any pizza. Oh, well, I guess y'all could keep it then.
Exactly.
You'd be like, damn, yes.
Now they probably take that shit back. Well, they might leave it now because we in the pandemic, so.
Yeah, they be like, huh?
Y'all keep that shit.
They ain't even going to take it out their little box. They're going to be like, oh, you didn't order this pizza? Sorry. So, yeah.
Sorry to bother you. It's just different things that people do. Like, you know.
Have you ever been so hungry that you stole some food?
No.
Like, you've never been that hungry? Uh-huh. Damn, man.
I mean, like, I feel sorry for the people who have. If you can relate to some of that stuff you saying, I feel sorry for you. Because that's not something that I know about. But it's like, and it's not that I'm saying I'm looking like I'm better. Because I never do feel like it. But I'm just saying, I sympathize.
Do you feel like you missed out on something by missing it? Say you don't miss out on the trauma. You're like, why?
Because my thing is, because I still, we had enough, but it was five of us. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you cut a pie enough times, you might get some, but you still getting a smaller slice than everybody else. So hell, I just feel like, you know, it is what it is.
I got you, man.
But so, we survived. We all survived to live, to see another day. So we grateful.
Let's stop bragging on the trauma of our childhood, of how poor we were. It's not
some
it's
of
not,
us.
That's not yeah, some of us, because we. I think it was more that didn't. So the next time y'all having a trauma Olympics or poor Olympics, look around the room. Somebody fucking lying. It's a Queen Germ in every crew. Somebody that's in there with the jokes that didn't experience none of that shit.
Don't do that.
We calling all you niggas out. I'm telling you.
You got to call me out.
We calling you niggas out. At least you was honest about it. So I give you props on that. You were honest about your assessments. Hope y'all enjoyed the poor Olympics, man. We might, I was surprised with crowd participation, man, because, you know, I'm always leery when I ask the listeners to call in and shit. But we got some people to call in, so I'm happy about that, because if they didn't call in, I was just like, what are we going to do? Like, what are we going to do?
Clearly, I wasn't no help.
Exactly. I'm glad to know, because this whew.
You already knew about me, baby.
I thought it was going to, you know, I thought I was going to have some stories. I thought I was going to have a coming of age or something like that, but I didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? You was just like, nah, nigga. Like, nah. Nope. Come home shit on the streets? No.
Nah, that wasn't enough.
Had you ever had to move? No.
No, same house. Like, sorry, missed that one too.
So you've never been evicted?
No. No, same address for over 40 years.
Wow, that's crazy.
Sorry.
Well, it's TV talk time. TV talk. The shot happened, Queen Germ. What you think?
I'm very disappointed. Like,
no, not. Come on, this is great. This is great writing.
It's great writing.
Great writing.
Okay, it might be great writing, but y'all did not do a good job. Like, how you kill Jim or Daddy? Like,
I mean, because he threatened, Duda all of a sudden is this thug ass. He's straddling the fence of being a Duda and Otis Perry, the mayor, and now.
Well, he need to understand, Otis Perry is who the people need.
Well, he had to get the light-skinned nigga out because that was one nigga that was working with his wife, helping him out in the little, you know, helping the wife out. So that was a voice that he needed to get out, get rid of. And plus, he knew too much.
Better way.
Yeah, he definitely could have did a better way. Definitely could have done another better way. But I want to know is this. What happened to Tiffany and Dom's little business? Remember that was a big storyline? Like, what happened? Like, where is Dom? We ain't seen Dom since, like, did
they mentioned Dom. The daddy was talking about his girlfriend, his boo thing.
So. Dom got shot or something in Chicago streets. Like, what happened? She's a victim of Chicago streets.
She ain't
a
victim of nothing. She must have COVID. Edibles.
Yeah, she out there Black Lives Matter protesting or something. Yeah, she gone. Like, where is Dom and why did they leave that storyline alone?
She'll be back next week.
Next week is the 10th episode, season finale.
That's when it's all going to come together.
So they're going to wrap all this stuff up?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So we're going to the defunded police, we're just going to, that's going to be done. Like I said, the whole now you done killed the man, like, in his house. And left his body there or whatever.
Daughter to come back from a party.
I don't know what's going to happen. Whenever she come home and now she's a fucking orphan. And Jake, he shook because Jake seen that shit and he don't know what to tell her.
Yeah. He's just trying to hold a girl. Yeah. He don't want to do it.
He don't know her world is all fucked up.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, like, because my thing is, you got to think about the situation you put Jake in anyway. Like, when you did the shit, you got to be able to think through something. Like, you can't just react like that. Like, okay, you mad with a nigga, whatever, but you came over there, you drank liquor with him, so what, you gonna take that glass, or you gonna clean the glass?
You been there, you been there all day long.
Yeah.
And the kids was, you know, you pulled up before they went to the dance.
Thank you. So that's putting you in the place.
You been there.
So, it's like, this was probably what you came there to do anyway. You came there to do the killer man, and I mean... It's just silly on how they did it. And so now you're leaving this girl in the situation. You're leaving Jake in the situation. He called himself loving the girl. So then he might be compelled to say, hey, fuck you, because I'm going to just, you know what I'm saying, put you in it. But then I guess because the brother got something to do with it now, he may not, you know, just give you up or whatever because he don't want the brother to get in trouble.
A trig DNA all over the nigga.
Yeah.
You in there trying to save him and everything.
Yeah, you in here trying to breathe life back into the man body. Damn near. So
you got, I mean, blood and everything all on you, Trig. Hair, all that shit. So, yeah. So, Trig's implicated in there. So, it's all fucked up. What about...
the lovers, the young kids.
Ooh.
Papa and Kevin, they missing their girls. They all sick about
simping,
them.
Simping at his finest. Them boys in the room singing, what, Jagged Edge or some shit? Yeah, man, niggas just simping. I said,
me at the altar.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't that song.
It wasn't.
Nah, it wasn't that one. It was a Jagged Edge song, but it wasn't no Let's Get Married.
It wasn't Let's Get Married.
No, it
was. Might as well have been shit.
Man.
Begging for the girl to come back some kind of way.
Yeah, then let me see what else. Papa Emmett, what did he do?
Emmett, them daddy was.
Oh, yeah, Emmett trying to buy his mama a house. Now, listen, Emmett, your mother got.
Don't do that.
Stage 4 cancer.
Don't
bro.
Do that. Did the people tell y'all it was stage 4?
They told her it was like, hey.
Oh, okay. They told her. I just want to make sure. Because you giving people all kind of sentences.
I mean, these days. They told her, like, yo, ain't nothing we can do about it. Like, you know what
I guess he just want her to be able to live there before she
die. But why buy my mama a house that she going to pass away in? Now I'm like.
And you ain't going to want to live in there with your
see what I'm saying? Like, mama passed away in this house. So, nah, mom, you go ahead and pass away in your apartment. I buy this house with me. And, you know what I'm saying? My kids. I don't know about my wife right now. But, yeah, but it's going to end up being him and Keisha. That's why it's going to end up being him and Keisha because they painting the angle. We already see it. Keisha and Emmett, they're the soulmates for each other, just damaged souls.
They just stayed finding each other. Back to each other.
Yeah.
She was the one who even had him.
Can we have a good story on this show? Like, everybody got to go through something. I don't want to live in this neighborhood. Something bad has happened to everybody on this show. Like, terrible. Kevin had multiple events. Keisha, Emmett, Papa, the little girl, the mama, everybody damaged. Everybody damaged on this fucking show. Yeah. Can we have a success story where somebody just doing well through and through, like, and no problems, no drama?
Tabitha Brown was supposed to be coming to get the baby, but then Keisha wanted the baby back, so.
Hey, Keisha got it. She said, I still got my receipt.
Child, please. Keisha, damn it. She don't need to be with no baby.
Exactly.
She around there jumping in and being scared.
Yeah,
and,
like,
and,
you
and
can't, look, fellas, women, y'all need to lead, like, women and men, be careful dealing with damaged people, because anybody that you have to ask for, is it okay if I hold your hand? Like, hey, bro, like, you got to have some super patience. Because you never know what you can do to tick that person off and send that person back into the space. So my...
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot to deal with. A lot. So I don't have the patience for it.
Oh, you don't?
No. 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 Not with an adult. Sorry. I couldn't do it.
I got sick.
If you got sick, that's different. I can deal with it. That's different. I would not willingly go into a relationship with you if you told me you was a victim of sexual assault and it bothers you and you still get, me and you can't be in a relationship. I'm sorry. Like, because I don't want to accidentally touch you and you just, I'm sorry. You know, I'm not making light of nobody that has, but I'm talking about me personally. Yeah.
I mean, and the thing is, you just got to be honest with yourself.
Yes.
If you can't do it,
certain things
do
you're
it.
Not going to deal with.
Because like, it ain't going to help the person.
Yes.
You might make me regress.
Yes.
So I don't need to be.
I wouldn't be no help at all.
Progress up.
Exactly. I would be no help at all to you in that situation. I mean, maybe we could talk, be friends, but I'm not trying to date.
Too much of a commitment.
Like I tell, I don't get my dogs from the pound. I try to get a puppy.
Moving right along.
Yes. I don't want no dog that's been whooped and abused and neglected,
along,
malnourished.
You doing like your.
I'm just saying. I'm talking about my dog. I don't want a dog like that.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. So, okay. You know, be mindful. And I'm not comparing women to animals. So, just saying.
I just want to make sure you clean it up now.
Yes. I'm not like the baby.
I'm just saying.
We'll talk about him later. So, that was about all for the Shy Band. We got one episode left, and we're going to see
hopefully
what...
it'll be all right.
We're going to see how they tie this up, man. Next, we have Beyond the Pole.
And them hoes still hoes. That's
Them hoes crazy. This episode basically was what happened on this episode. This is just the fallout from the party where what's her name?
Ain't like nobody got nowhere with that stuff.
Yeah. Like they basically were just like
still. They just rambling and talking about the.
They won't take a lie detector.
Only, the little ugly girl Virgo. She had her legs open, showing a pussy print.
Yeah, Lyric was talking about how she wants. Yaya to take a lie detector to test as well as herself.
And they were saying there's going to be some more of them that's going to take
A whole lot of them going to take a lie detector test. Because the interesting thing, well, the big storyline was this. Empress said she overheard Yaya tell her that Lyric's mother and sister told her that she has AIDS. That Lyric has AIDS. So that was a big story. So Lyric went around.
That's not how the story went.
Yes, and that's not how the story went. And so it all was a big old story, and Lyric was like...
But her mama them a little shady because the mama said the lady paid for information.
Yep, the mama did say the girl paid for the information. And Lyric went ahead. She was walking around with her AIDS test in her pocket to show people like, nah, that ain't cool. I don't have AIDS. And that was basically it for this episode. The car gate was still going on. They were still asking... mad with Dime about this car that got delivered to the party at Gigi's house. It was Gigi.
Yes, Gigi.
Because the two light-skinned women, I get them mixed up, Gigi and Angel Cakes or Angel something, whatever her name is. The weird one that talk like, well, you know, just started my consulting business and since dancing.
All of them strange.
Yeah, her face don't move when she talk because she got so much rubber in her face. Yeah.
I mean, and it's sad for the people because these people getting old and they looking rough.
Yeah. Like,
that's
what you got to worry about. It might look good when you're in your 20s, but you got to think about that shit in your 40s and shit. Because the shit you're going to have to keep constantly getting touched up.
It's called gravity.
Yes, and then gravity takes over. You know,
shit.
You end up like looking like K. Michelle. She don't even look like herself no more. And she swept it down. She ain't done nothing to her face.
And I mean, she swept it down. It looked good.
So, she swept. I mean, she was like, "Oh, I ain't. What do you mean? You look different. I ain't did nothing." Like K. Michelle. Like, so you telling me this person looks the same as this person? That person ain't even the same person that came in. So
I mean, she admitted that she had the stuff done to her butt. So you know she had stuff done to her face.
Yeah, she will not admit that, but you know,
but her face don't look the same. So
yeah, I didn't even know who she was. I didn't know who she was. They told me who it was. I was just like, "Come on." So check out Beyond the Pole Thursday nights on Wii. Power. Raising Canaan, did you change your stance on it at all? Still feeling like fuck this shit?
It's a lot better.
It's a lot better. I told you.
I mean, because like that beginning, it was a little slow for me. Y'all already know I gotta get into it. It's gotta move somewhere. Then if you slow down a little bit later, maybe. But you gotta roll me in there. You gotta, you know, rope me in there. Mm-hmm. But that first one, it wasn't that good. But this one, it took me somewhere. Okay. I appreciated it.
So. Okay. So how you feel about him? He killed the girl that he liked. He killed her boyfriend. And
I ain't really liked it. I'm never for the little, you know what I'm saying, the violence shit.
She asked about him. He lied about it. Yeah, so, you know that's going
to
come back.
That's the making of the nigga he is. So
yeah.
He gotta be able to put them feelings aside. You can't tell on yourself. You know you ain't trying to go to jail or get killed. So what you going to tell her for? If pillow talking ain't going to do shit for you. So, I mean, they created a monster. And that's just what it was.
How you feel about his mom killing one of his homeboys?
I just feel like, again,
it was business. It was business.
I mean, and that's the business. That's the street business.
Yeah. So you got to understand that.
It's one of those things. And it ain't good. That's why you can't be in it. If you ain't about that life.
Yep. I got to be in it. Let me see. That was just basically it for that one. They ain't really had too much going on in the episode.
I mean, they didn't have a whole lot going on, but it was, to me, it was, it, you know, of course, it just
it added to the story.
Left off, but it added
yeah,
to the
it
story.
Showed like his mom showed him like she had him in a stash house where it wasn't really no action. He thought he was going to be out there on the corners and shit, and she protected him from, he found out he was getting babysat, and he don't want that. But, you know, she's doing it for a reason because, nigga, you hot. Nigga, you just shot somebody, nigga. Like, you don't understand. Yeah, you don't understand, nigga. Like, you just killed somebody on they fucking. Yes, niggas is looking for you. So, niggas, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, she's looking out for you. So, he got to understand that, man. So, check out Power. That's Sundays on Stars, I do believe. You know what I'm saying? One thing we did watch, we also watched Zola. That is the story from Zola's Moon off Twitter from years ago. They made a fucking movie about it. If you don't know the story of that, go check out the Twitter thread. It's probably archived somewhere on the internet, I'm sure. But this story is about this girl who gets her friend that she just met. That's not a friend. Talks her into going to Tampa, Florida to dance to make some money in a strip club. She agrees to go. And then once she knows she's going, she's going with just her, two other guys, and the girl. Turns out that this is not a mission. You go to dance one night, but then next thing you know, they also put you up in a room, and you're on that little Craigslist or whatever that little thing used to be called, the sell ads on and shit. They were on that, and she didn't know that she was into prostitution. She was with a pimp and all that shit. It's a wild story. The movie's fast moving. It really, basically, if you know the story, you know what's gonna happen. It's just funny to see it.
Somebody die?
Nah, nobody died. I don't think. Nah, nobody died. Somebody almost died.
You tell me anything.
Yeah, when he jumped out that window, he almost died. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, just check it out if you want to watch it. If you remember that story from Twitter, you know what I'm saying? It ain't that the first Twitter adapted movie that I think we've seen, and it won't be the last because they will make a Temecula. The dude that he challenged to fight a nigga, nigga was like Temecula. Nigga was about to drive like 90 miles up. It was a long time to square up with a nigga and fight
over some foolery online.
So that shit was funny, man. So yeah, so that's all for TV talk, man. Well, it's now time for Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's bad. Black cinema. Bad Black Cinema, the BBCs we like to call it around here. It's when me and Queen Germ take a situation and we improv it, basically. And before we get into this, let me let you know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We do not have SAG cards. We didn't even take drama classes. But every week, we do this for you guys. Sometimes I make up the topic. Sometimes they're suggested by the listener. But this one goes a little something like this. Husband comes home drunk and late from hanging with the fellas. Queen Germ, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Action. Babe, come open the door. Babe, come open the door.
Where you coming from?
I was out with the boys, man.
What time is it?
Yeah, shit, I don't fucking know.
Oh, okay.
Man.
You don't fucking live here no more either.
What you mean I don't fucking live? Don't do that, man. Come on, man. I don't never get to see the guys. And
that's why, because you don't know how to fucking
but,
act.
But you should know they're going to happen. I mean,
okay,
damn,
and
you know.
You go back
when
with
I see
them,
the
call
boys.
Somebody to come pick you up, because you can't.
When I see the boys, you know how it go, man. Come on, don't be like that. Open the
sleep
door.
Sleep on the sofa.
Just open the door and let me in the house. Quit playing.
What am I let you in here for? You coming to get your stuff?
No, babe, come home. Go. I need to lay down. I'm tired.
You can't
tired.
Lay down in here.
I'm tired.
I'm
come
a real
on.
Nigga. What is that on your shirt?
What man? I don't know, man. I threw up. I guess I don't know.
No, it ain't. Throw up don't look like that. That look like lipstick.
I mean, what man? We was at the strip club.
And there's some glitter on your clothes.
I told man, the boys, man, they made me get a lap dance. I ain't want no lap dance.
And you see what time it is, right?
I mean,
not that you in my door. You see what time it is, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying. But look, can I just let me lay down, man? Let me take your clothes off and lay down real quick.
Don't
my
take
head.
Shit off of here.
Listen,
I'm
man.
I'm telling you, you need to get your things and go.
Why
I'm going
to
have to call
leave,
the police.
Like, why you can't call the police, baby? I live here. Like, what are you doing?
You don't live here if you think that you're going to come into this house and it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Listen, I'm sorry.
You're not sorry.
Fellas.
You're not
with
sorry.
The fellas.
You're not
they
sorry.
Made me get a lap dance.
They didn't make you do anything. You a grown
like,
man.
I was asleep, and the lady was just dancing on me. I woke up, and some lady was dancing on me. That's
back,
how I got this
go
glitter
back.
On me. You know what I'm saying?
I don't
understand.
Don't
want to
hear that shit. You could just
baby,
go ahead and get your things.
You ain't
got
to hear. Just going back to bed. Thank you for letting me in the house. I'm about to lay down on this couch.
Irresponsible bastard.
I'm taking these clothes off. Yeah, I mean, baby, you feel like rubbing my feet, man? I'm tired.
You really want to get your ass whooped.
Well, just let me, just turn the shower.
Let you do nothing. I'm
turn
not
the shower
doing
on for me so I can go get a shower, please.
Okay, I'm going to drown your ass, too.
You can't drown me in the shower, but go turn the shower on for me.
I'm going to put your face up underneath there. You drunk enough.
I mean, just go turn the shower on for me, man. I'll be in the bed in a minute.
Nah, don't come in my room.
I'm be in the bed in a
don't
minute.
Don't come in my room.
I'm be in the bed. I know what you want, baby.
I don't. I don't want that.
I know what you want.
Mm-mm.
Cut!
Mm-mm.
Bad place.
Stupid ass.
You'd like to see more stuff like that? Send in a suggestion. We'll act it out. Next up is Be Easy's favorite segment of the show. It's reading rap lyrics. Now, in the reading rap lyrics segment, the gig is this. We read rap lyrics in our professional voice, our office voice. We just, you know, we change our voice up, not our normal voices. And usually we try to find ignorant rap lyrics that makes it even better. And I think this one this week might be the greatest one we've ever done. Are you ready, Queen Germ?
I'm ready.
Here we go. If you're thinking I'm straight, then you better think twice. And you ain't got no cheese, then I'm Jekyll and Hyde. About to click on this bitch, cause she need to learn me. Beat her with my pistol. When I thought she burned me. It's the first of the month. You can call me Sambo. I'ma dig this hoe down. Cause I like to gamble. In her purse I ramble. On her head I trample. Where the hell the damn dough? Oh silly ass hoe. You know green I'm gonna blow. And I like to toot snow. Sipping yak with your cap is the perfect combo. You can be a Jane Doe if you call the po-po. I'ma call your mama up, bitch. That's a no-no. Don't get personal. I'll never let go. If you did want to run, you'll get beat to the flow. I'm a gorilla pimp. You can call me Grape 8. Knocking Tifus out your mouth. Need to get your shit straight. Wow. That was the ghetto laureate known as Project Pat with his smash of his debut. Excuse me, not his debut. His second album, Mr. Don't Play. Okay. Gorilla Pimp. Go check it out if you ain't no square ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that bother you. But, yeah.
Yeah. It should bother you, too.
HBCU confession time. HBCU confessions. When I go to their Twitter, grab some tweets and show them to Queen Germ. I'm going to dangle this one in front of her like this. Real female friends give their guy friends some pussy every now and then. I don't make the rules. Jackson State, Queen Germ, react.
Sometimes they do.
Fuck that shit.
Sometimes they do. I mean, you everybody know about friends with benefits. You could be friends with somebody and some people are never going to do it. You're going to have some people who they just curious. They want to know what their thing be about. So, hey, we know we don't want to ever be together, but I just want to fuck sometimes. That could be a mutual understanding that you all have. I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't, I mean, like, people want to control you by saying, you know what I'm saying, they want you to always just subscribe to a certain lifestyle. Like, everybody got what they know what they like. I mean, if you don't know what you like, you figure it out along the way. So my thing is, what's the big deal? Oh, because you can't understand how we can be friends and we cannot be emotionally attached because we fucking? I mean, you don't fuck regularly enough, then you probably can handle it. But if y'all texting each other good morning and good night and this, that, and the third, you might not be able to handle the occasional sex, you know, sex capades. But I mean, some people would rather not.
Motto. Huh? I say, you know my motto. Once y'all seen each other naked, y'all not friends no more.
So, I mean,
that's my motto. So yeah.
I mean, if you want to stick to that rule, that's fine. But then some people, they actually can't deal with it. But I just feel like young people, they don't know what they're doing. Nope. It's like you be out here, you thinking, oh, you can handle it. And then one day be the day that you see Johnny over there talking to somebody else over there about a Greek plot. And you ready to go and fight a nigga. But I'm like, we just supposed to be fucking though. So you can't, you know, you can't blur the lines when y'all already made the line in the sand. So what's the problem?
Yep. That's why I just stay away from this stuff.
Some people can't handle it. Some people can. But I just feel like, hey, sometimes your home girl, your homeboy, they might be able to come through in the clutch and give you what you need. Hey, that's what friends are for.
That's what friends are for. I don't think that's what the song was intended for. For good times and bad times.
And bad times. Yeah. Hey.
Keep it 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a keep it 100?
And I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all and keep it real quick. I need y'all to understand y'all can have a whole lot of fun right now because your ass will be on lockdown by September 11th.
100.
Mark my words.
We're going bike on lockdown, baby.
Just know. It's a go ahead and live it up. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Yes, sir.
Because your ass going to be all the way turned down by September 11th.
I think said it. September 11th. That's first. Right around the corner.
You heard it here first. I'm telling you because they letting the damn schools back open.
Yeah.
And when you but let the doors of the schoolhouse open, y'all already done fuck yourself up. Because for number one, elementary, for sure, is the nastiest place, right? Yeah,
it's disgusting.
Okay? None of them can get vaccinated because they ain't shit for the ones that's under 12. Mm. Them the motherfuckers who gonna get all us sick. Mm. If you got a little person in your house, you already know.
The nigga come home glowing. Shit,
thank you.
The nigga come home glowing. Nigga, like, you be like, yo, what's going on with you, thank nigga? You be like,
child got all kind of shit. Turn the lights off. And you trying to figure out what's going on.
That nigga look like Bruce Leroy and shit. Walking like, he got the glow.
Tell you. So, it ain't even no need for you to worry yourself about the little people, because the little people going to be nasty. They eating Skittles off the goddamn floor.
Hey,
they
brother.
They doing all the shit.
The niggas coughing with their mouth open.
I'm talking about wide open air.
Wiping their nose.
It's just a matter of time. If you're going back to school, you ain't got no options for online, we going to be back home. And I promise you, it ain't going to take long.
Hey. Well, my keeping 100 is a little more, folk, you know, less hatery, less gloom and doom.
It's
so, let me ask you, so y'all cool with Kanye again?
100.
That's what
I ain't never knew the nigga like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, you know, just a few months ago, he was canceled, and now I had niggas asking when his album coming out and shit, and they was sitting online waiting, mad and shit, and I was just like, damn, I thought y'all were banning a nigga. I thought Kanye was on the list. Y'all was through with him, and he wasn't this, and he wasn't that. Now, all of a sudden, you mad because the nigga ain't drop his album?
They forgot.
I was like, damn, I thought we canceled him. I thought we were done with him. I thought we weren't fucking with him. He was a lost soul, a lost cause. I thought, you know, Mr. Slavery was a choice, and Rosa Parks didn't do this, and I thought we weren't fucking with him. You know
y'all black people, that's what y'all do. Y'all go find the laws.
Damn, niggas. Like, damn, niggas, y'all let this nigga, they say this nigga just staying at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium and finishing his album. This nigga got like accommodations, like he's living in there. They done made like a studio in that motherfucking everything. Like what the fuck going on? They let this nigga rent out a whole fucking stadium, man.
Ain't got nothing going on in there?
I mean, even if the Falcons was playing, they wouldn't have nothing going on.
Don't do that.
But you know.
Moving right along.
So that's my keeping 100, man. Y'all keep it consistent. If y'all fucking with a nigga, fuck with him. If y'all ain't, then, you know, I guess that don't mean that's why the baby ain't got to worry about getting canceled. Because he said some dumb shit the other day. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, I heard that foolishness.
How you feel about that, Queen Jern?
I just feel like he just dug himself in a deeper hole.
The cleanup was even worse than the initial
original statement.
First, you're going to say, like, if you AIDS-free, STD-free, and this and that, you know, if you LGBT, I'm like, oh, so all of them got AIDS and diseases?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a stupid generalization.
And then he going to come back on the cleanup and say, nah, my fans.
Not my gay fans.
My gay fans ain't them nasty kind that get AIDS. They'll be sharing needles and.
Like, now gay people are junkies.
I was just like, nigga. Then he doubled down again on the double down. Like, so this nigga, I know his publicist is like, yo, nigga.
Take the mic.
Shut the fuck up, son.
Unplug it all.
Let's see what the publicist said now. The nigga said, he said, I'm going to tell fans to put a cell phone light in the air. Y'all start a Million Man March. I told y'all digested that wrong, but I ain't going to lie. I'm impressed. Now, show the same amount of support when a racist cop killed one of our black ass. You're not. Nigga. What the fuck did that got to do with what the fuck you said? Now you done went, you just deflected. So the baby.
I'd rather him deflect than for him to dig the hole any deeper. Because when I tell you, he was saying some dumb shit.
I mean, he just kept saying dumb shit. He told me, so anybody who'd never been affected by AIDS, HIV, y'all got the right to be upset. What I said was insensitive, even though I have no intentions on offending anybody. So my apologies. But the LG, what I tell y'all, whenever you apologize and you say but, it negates everything you just said. The LGBT community, I ain't tripping on y'all, do you? Y'all business is y'all business. Oh, you trying to clean it up because you know they on your fucking ass, nigga.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, it's just dumb the way he said it, because that just shows how ignorant you are about the whole lifestyle, because why would you assume that it's a, you know what I'm saying, again, y'all government and how they put that out there, it was supposed to have been a gay person disease. That's, you know what I'm saying, that was a narrative that they kept putting out there, but that's not the case. So now, you know what I'm saying, they want to say it was only junkies and gay people. But that ain't got nothing to do with it. Anybody could get AIDS. It's a virus just that, like that damn corona shit they made up. So, hey.
And then this is his last. And for any brands, networks, or artists that like to profit off of black rappers' influence on the culture without understanding it or having the patience to deal with what comes from the position we play in our culture, keep your money next time. Us niggas human too. Us niggas human too.
And that's what he sound like.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Let me fold up. Sorry.
Late and was on here for too long. So now you're
was on here for too long, girl. We giving the people a good show. What are you doing? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about what you doing. You trying to cuff your phone so I can't see who you over there texting.
Nigga, I was texting my brother.
That sound like it's something suspicious.
Yes, it's always suspicious. The guy did that. Yes, always suspicious. Yeah.
When you niggers come in, we got to watch
niggers,
it.
Yes. Us niggers humans, that's, too.
Hey.
Winner and loser time, Queen Germ. Do you have any winners?
Yes, I do. This week, my winner is none other than, I'll just go ahead and say it, the best gymnast I ever seen, Miss Simone Biles.
Winner!
People think that, you know, she just stepping aside and all this other bullshit for mental health and injuries and all that. Some of that's in there, but I think she being a good sport too, trying to help some of the other people on the team get a little exposure, because a young lady was able to participate in the team sport tonight, and she really wasn't supposed to be in rotation. I guess she was like a substitute or something. So she was able to get out there, get her feet wet, get a little taste of the Olympic limelight. I think she probably didn't come in gold, but at least she was given an opportunity, and she was another young black lady. I think her name was Jordan something. But she was able to get in the rotation. And, you know, the people was kind of picking on Simone, but she held her head high. She dealt with it like a champ. And my thing is, she done been there before. She whooping their ass. You know, you can't do nothing but respect her. So if she gives somebody else a chance, that's a boss move right there. Because you can hog it. You can get all the glory. And then this young lady would have went and traveled there and didn't get to get any kind of exposure. And she just showing you what we should do for each other, which is pave the way for the next person. If it's my time to pass the baton to the next person, let us continue to carry on in the legacy, make room for more people. So definitely got to say she's my winner this week, Miss Simone Biles.
All right. My winners are the couple that did the slavery-themed wedding photos.
Winner!
Did you see those online?
No.
You did not see those wedding photos.
Talking about with the white lady and the black man?
Yes, and they were like...
And
like
they winning?
Antebellum, yeah.
Time. And they winning?
Yes, they're my winners.
And please elaborate. Explain.
Because you had the nuts to do that shit in 2021. And let me show you the pictures.
I just told you what it was.
Oh, so you did see it?
I guess so, if it's the same thing. Yeah. The same white couple?
Yeah, white and black, yeah. Like, for them to say how it started, like, they started like he was a slave, and then
I don't know.
Oh, shit, what does that mean?
I ain't trying to fuck up nothing. I ain't buying nobody.
Same way, ad blocker, no. I'm not going to do that, sorry.
I saw it.
Yeah, but yeah. So they my winners, man, for having the nuts to do some shit like that to, you know what I'm saying, stand in the paint and have niggas coming at y'all throats for doing that dumb ass shit. And you know what I'm saying, it was fucking ridiculous, bro. Like, I don't understand how these black boys let these white women talk them into doing dumb ass shit. Like, these niggas that want to take pictures in cotton fields. And I'd be like, yo, you're not the woman for me if you ask me to do some shit like that. I'm not cool with no shit. Oh, honey, don't you think it'd be cool if we do an antebellum style picture thing? Antebellum? Who the fuck is your... I don't know, you got no aunt named Bellum. No. Antebellum is like, you know, doing like slavery times. So why we want to take pictures of slavery times, bitch? Like, that's the next question. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a black woman, you got a white man, don't let him take no pictures of you in chains and bondage and with, you know, no degrading shit. Like, don't let him do that, because then it's not, that ain't, no.
That's acceptable at this point.
Yeah, you can't do that shit. So, please, that's the shit that bothered me. But, hey, I'm applauding you niggas.
You can't.
Y'all my winners, because, hey, that took some cojones.
It took nothing. Because all you had to do was just roll around.
Cause look, so hey, look, yeah, exactly, my nigga. I don't want to see you making no article 2 years from now talking about how they called you nigga at the family reunion, nigga. You set yourself up for this shit. They was like, oh shit,
he with the cooning.
Yeah, he's okay. We can try anything with him. So yeah, y'all my winners, man, for showing us to steal some of you motherfuckers out there. So look, making you exposing yourself. So them the coons we need to take out, the 10% that we need to get rid of to get the society going. So he part of that 10%. We need to get rid of that. Yeah, get him. He got to go. So yeah, those are my winners. You got any losers, Queen Jern?
Yeah. This week's loser is going to be Philip Morris International.
Loser.
They saying now they wanna
the cigarette company.
Yeah. They saying that cigarettes should be banned, and they say they're going to ban them in the UK within the next decade. For one, if you know they need to be banned, what do you got to take a whole decade to get that done?
Phase them out. I got to find something else for my junkies.
Exactly. And that's the problem.
Yes.
Because then that means that you're really not trying to help the people.
Of course I'm not.
You definitely trying to just come up on this money. So it's just like, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, y'all favor people, the World Health Organization, who... reported that it's like 8
Who?
Million people. Yeah. Who? 8 million people a year die from smoking, so it is something that they need to...
8 million?
Uh-huh. In the world.
They ain't got a vaccination for that?
No, because y'all niggas is fucking up y'all insides, so they can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is, how you going to say you going to try to help the people, but you going to take 10 years? You got to get a whole another decade worth of money before you pull them off the market? That's
get them smokers time to stack up on cigarettes. Like, yo, stack up, nigga. I'm telling y'all, we phasing them out. So once these gone, ain't gonna be no more. So you better, I'm giving you a 10 year.
Child, please, them people better stack up. How to grow tobacco? Grow your own shit.
I ain't got all them nice chemicals they put in the cigarettes. Where I'm gonna get that shit from?
Hey, I'll hook you up. Contact me, inbox me.
Well, my loser is this guy.
I should say my loser still you this week, but I
Oh wow, but I don't even want to know.
You still ain't got that symbol.
I haven't went anywhere.
Not my problem. Choices.
Okay.
Priority. Wasn't a priority.
You'll be my priority tomorrow. I'm gonna drop you off at work.
You're gonna
stay at work all day tomorrow. I had a car, so I'm gonna get this symbol of love.
It'll take you 5 minutes the way you handle business.
Oh well. Then you're going to be at work all day for that 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It don't make me no never mind.
So my loser is this guy. Oklahoma man is 24, is charged with rape after he took his pregnant 12-year-old girlfriend to the hospital to give birth to their baby boy.
Loser.
His name is Juan Miranda Jara, charged with first-degree rape of a minor after allegedly admitting to dating a 12-year-old girl and impregnating her. Miranda Hodder was arrested after taking a pregnant girl to the Tulsa hospital to give birth to their baby, a girl. They say he openly talked about being a 12-year-old boyfriend and seemed proud of becoming a father. He allegedly admitted to having sex with the minor since October 2020, and he previously shared photos on his Facebook page showing him and the pregnant 12-year-old at the baby shower. So this nigga had a baby shower.
And they had a baby shower. Her mama was there, so her mama part of the problem, too.
This nigga showed up to the hospital. The nigga was happy as fuck having a baby. Then they locked his ass up. They said he didn't know why he was getting locked up. He was like, yo, what the fuck? So they, look, let me read some of the shit. They said police said he proudly told them he was the father of the baby and his girlfriend was about to deliver. He seems confused as to why officers were called to the hospital. He said they walked in just like any other couple would, excited to deliver their newborn child. They said...
I mean, because I'm trying to figure out, he's definitely a perv, because...
The age of consent in Oklahoma is 16.
But she's 12.
Despite her young age, a 12-year-old delivered a healthy baby daughter and was later released from the hospital, but without her boyfriend. Like I said, he was arrested.
They can at least let him see the baby get born.
I mean, I guess it's a...
But he's still nasty. But, again, in those type of situations, you got to blame the parents, too. Because it's like... How this man got access to your child?
Is it somewhere? Yep, they were aware of the relationship, the family with the minor, and approved of it.
Yeah. Had to. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't want to be bothered, I mean, you know what I'm saying? If the mom of them didn't want you to be around their child, you wouldn't have been around their child. But hey,
that's God fucked bless up. Them. But you my loser, my guy, for messing with that young ass
that's
girl.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that was. Yeesh. Wow. Congratulations, folks.
Yeah.
You're
fine. Can you please put your hands behind your back, sir?
Yeah.
But I want to hold my baby.
I want to hold my baby. Well, you can hold it from behind your back.
I'm saying, sir. It's over.
Jesus Christ. It's the time of the show, Queen Germ, to ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city. Shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, Static, MJ Money 9S, RT3, my nigga J Will, Stacks. Pepe J from Be More, Steph from Be More, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP, you got Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, you got 12 Cow Podcast, you got EDP, Eclectic, my main man, Eclectic, you got the Glenn and Her Podcast, you got Corey Dos Equis in the Power Lunch Hour, you got Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game Podcast. You got Big Smash and Bet the House. You got Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network. You got Dr. Cam, that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Long live K Law, the truck driver. Shout out to DLP, the Man Cave. Shout out to everybody that called in with the Poor Olympics, man. Thank all of y'all. Thank y'all. Really appreciate it. Anybody over there, site to fuck with the kid. Doc Claw, all the gang. Did I forget anybody? I don't know. But anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, shout out to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, appreciate y'all listening every week. If I forget your name, you know, just know that I do thank y'all. You know, because, you know,
y'all,
it is what it is, man. So, yeah, that's it.
It is what it is till it ain't.
Till it ain't. Queen Jern, rank your show.
Tonight was pretty fun. I enjoyed myself tonight. So for that reason, I think I'm going to give it a 9.0.
Well, I'm going to give my show a 10 tonight because I got 10 days off of work. And so my show is a 10. So I'm giving I'm giving up a 10 tonight.
Your wife a 10 too.
She is all day long. I heard some stupid ass comment today. They say, some woman said men pick women on who they friends like who their friends attracted to instead of who. I said, what kind of dumb ass shit is that?
Because you ain't trying to hook up with your friends.
And some woman, and then all the women was agreeing with her, like, yep, girl, I ain't never looked at it this way. Because it ain't true. Like, don't believe that shit.
That's dumb.
Like, niggas like what they like. Like,
and if you getting with somebody because of your people, you probably don't even like that sex. I'm just going to be real. I mean, you doing it for show. It ain't for real. So, that's just silly.
Yeah, well. Got all the shout outs out the way. Got the rating. Just got to say, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader. Don't forget about our voicemail, 347-201-2572. We call in, leave voicemail, play it on show. Don't forget about our Patreon if we join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt. Oh, people, y'all don't know, so we got something good coming down the pipes. We got a Mr. Big video coming up. We got another store opening up, so you know what I'm saying, check it out. You got a little Teespring store, we got different products in there, so go check it out over there.
Okay.
You know, we still got the YouTube channel where we dropping shit at, you know what I'm saying, and you know, follow us on Twitter at Nappy Afro, at The Frocast, on Instagram it's Frocast. Just follow us and you know what I'm saying, get to know us, man. We real approachable people. You know what I'm saying?
Are we?
Yes, we are.
Are
yeah. Yes. So, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast episode 460 something. I don't even know which one it is.
Come on, bro.
I don't even know, Shawty. I think 467.
It's 467.
467. So, shout out to y'all. 33 away from 500. Can't believe it.
Turn it up.
Then we start doing 5 shows a week. We can get there real quick. No. We can just do like 10-minute shows.
No. Yeah. That's not what our listeners come for.
Man, we just do a fast show. We like, and they be like, what the fuck was that?
Whoa.
Yeah. All that shit. Well, look, man. We out of here. Hope y'all have fun. See y'all next week. Love y'all. Wear your mask. Wash your fucking hands. And be safe out here, niggas.
Yeah. Tell you wear condoms too if that's okay.
Man, fuck condoms, man.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all the same niggas who got the corona and passing it and going
fuck
to work
that shit.
Even though you know you're positive.
Fuck that.
Hey, y'all the same niggas.
You out there, man, you having sex, man, you better not have no fucking condom on, man. Fuck
you
that.
You know what I'm saying? Nasty.
Don't do that shit.
Nasty.
It's a waste. Hey, if you wash your hands with gloves on, did you wash your fucking hands?
No.
All right then. So if you had sex with a condom on, you're not having sex.
Hey.
So listen.
So I was a virgin when I met you.
Hey, see?
Just like that.
Hey, that's what you—that's what they want to believe. That's what they want you to believe. Hey.
I'm just saying.
We out of here, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com